no one else like her.
And it's funny, when you talk to a genuine conservative, they agree with me that Bush is not a Republican, nor is he a conservative. Bush has invented a new political party that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate over large issues like war and peace.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Madison has a new radio station. The Mic 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. Campaign 2004 is finally winding down, and both President Bush and Senator John Kerry are making one last push for undecided voters in swing states. The president began a busy schedule in Ohio and then traveled on to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin before a campaign stop in Sioux City, Iowa.
It's good to be in a part of the world where the cowboy hats outnumber the ties.
Mr. Bush is now in New Mexico, and he also has a campaign stop scheduled in Dallas. The president says he's looking forward to Election Day. Senator Kerry started his last day of campaigning in Orlando, and he then traveled to Milwaukee. The Democratic nominee also spoke about the importance of the presidency in Detroit.
It is the choice that carries with it the hopes of our nation, the hopes of working people who are struggling at two or three jobs, trying to make ends meet.
Kerry followed that up with two stops in Ohio, and he also has an overnight rally scheduled in Wisconsin. Ohio's attorney general is appealing rulings by two federal judges that will bar thousands of challengers at polling places on Election Day. Republicans wanted to have 3,600 challengers inside voting precincts, but the two judges decided a 1953 Ohio law allowing challengers is unconstitutional. John Fund is with the Wall Street Journal.
That's been the law in Ohio for 51 years. Every Democratic governor has supported the law, including Dick Celeste. So this is not that controversial a move to have challengers at the polling place.
Ohio's Republican Party wanted the challengers to question the eligibility of some voters. Another legal battle surrounding yet another battleground state. Republicans are suing the top elections official in Broward County, Florida, claiming early voting procedures could allow some people to vote twice. A nonpartisan watchdog group says both the Bush and Kerry campaigns are well-stocked for any post-election legal fights. The Center for Public Integrity says each campaign has millions left that could be used for recounts. This is CNN Radio News.
You're hearing political noise, but when it stops, the facts are clear. This may be the most important election in our lifetime. America's safety is at risk. In a dangerous world, can we take a chance on a candidate with a history of votes to cut intelligence, cancel weapons, a record that shows he's often on both sides of an issue? Is John Kerry a risk America can afford? Don't take a chance. Vote Tuesday. Paid for by Bush Cheney 04 Inc.
I'm President Bush, and I approve this message.
Losing weight is never easy, but now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free personalized advice.
Medical experts say Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist will likely not return to the bench anytime soon. Rehnquist announced he is undergoing chemotherapy and radiation treatment for thyroid cancer. A statement last week indicated Rehnquist was hospitalized because of cancer but planned on returning to work soon. Dr. Joseph Garretts from the Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo says thyroid cancer patients are often younger than Rehnquist.
The majority of thyroid carcinomas occur between the age of 40 and 60. Obviously, in Judge Rehnquist's case, it's in the older category, and there are certain types of thyroid cancer that we see more commonly in that particular age group.
The 80-year-old Rehnquist says he'll continue to do some work at home. Iraqi insurgents have kidnapped six people, including an American in west central Baghdad. Four Iraqis and a Sri Lankan were also abducted. Three Israelis were killed in a suicide bombing at a Tel Aviv outdoor market. A Palestinian teenager carrying explosives blew himself up during a busy time at the market just after noon. This is news from CNN Radio. Prosecutors in the Scott Peterson double murder trial have spoken to the jury for the final time. The defense's closing arguments come tomorrow. As CNN Radio's Rusty Dornan reports from Redwood City, California, Peterson could face the death penalty if convicted.
Death penalty will only be a possibility if the jurors convict him of the first-degree murder, double murder charge. If he is convicted of second-degree murder, there are 15 years to life for each count. Then it would be up to the judge whether to sentence him concurrently or consecutively for those 15 years. So he could serve anywhere from 15 years to life or 30 years to life. Rusty Dornan, CNN Radio, Redwood City, California.
The New York City Medical Examiner says former National League Most Valuable player Ken Caminiti died of an accidental drug overdose. Tests show Caminiti had a combination of cocaine and opiates in his body. An enlarged heart was also a factor in his death. The 41-year-old Caminiti died on October 10th. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Rumsfeld did not like that Dick Cheney when they first met way back when Cheney used to smoke 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day, which is the only thing I find interesting about him.
John Benjamin and I were enemies. I used to beat him up at bar mitzvahs.
And look at you now.
Now
you guys are best friends.
The only difference is that we're not pathological liars and we haven't driven this country into a ditch.
Oh, that's right.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, you can Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
This is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that...
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's about 7 past the hour. File it away. We're at 866-303-2270. Have a lot of ground to cover tonight.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
In fact, you wanted a constitutional amendment that we kicked puppies.
Do you have a response on that, Mr. Cheney? You've got 90 seconds.
Clearly, I don't like black people and kids.
Do you need to know anything else about me?
Especially hate kids who need money.
And sick people.
Black kids who need money. Forget it. I hate them most of all. I'm Dick Cheney, and I approve this hateful message. Because I'm full of hate.
Unfiltered. Weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
As president of his bank, Goff Thompson created a shell corporation in Las Vegas to avoid paying his own Wisconsin business taxes. Now Gough Thompson says he wants to remove government spending caps and increase our average property tax bill by more than $600. Different rules for different people. It just doesn't seem right. Gough Thompson worked pretty hard to lower his own business taxes. Now he's promising to work just as hard to raise your property taxes.
Paid for by Brett Davis for State Assembly, Dan Jacobson, and Lyman Anderson, Treasurers.
Bright light city going west.
You know, I hope Gough Thompson's not all shook up that folks back home found out about how he sent his bank profits out here to Vegas to avoid paying Wisconsin taxes. Sure, that gave Wisconsin taxpayers a raw deal. But for us in Vegas, it was a let-me-call-you-sweetheart deal. So let me just say thank you. Thank you very much, Gough. High taxes may have Wisconsin families looking at another blue Christmas. But out here in Vegas, baby.
Viva Las Vegas.
Gough and I are laughing all the way to the bank.
Viva.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center.
Fall cleanup is here. Make your life easier with a new John Deere lawn tractor from Middleton Power Center. And right now, you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models of John Deere lawn tractors at Middleton Power Center.
We give you the power, Middleton Power Center.
Get a new John Deere lawn tractor today at Middleton Power Center, and you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models. Plus, get no interest or payments for 12 months to qualified credit. Hurry, offer ends soon. Some restrictions apply. Get your new John Deere lawn tractor at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center. We've got the power.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores. You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Govern themselves by making sensible decisions based on all the facts. And the stuff that we're not told in this country, stuff that we're not told that people in other countries are told. I mean, the news organizations abroad tell their people more about what's going on here than people here know. Just one example, I was struck today by the fact that there was a piece in the Times about the Republicans' claims that the Democrats are planning to steal the election.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Oh my God.
And that and then later in the day, Ed Gillespie, kind of a statement, allegations that the thing about the Republicans. He referred to them as still. That is far closer to the fashion. I'm impressed that the subject of a piece in the Times. I wonder why
that I hear on this program constantly. You know,
for example, the break in at the Lucas County Democratic headquarters. That's where Toledo is.
Right.
2 weeks ago, they stole 3 computers with very sensitive files, including election security information.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Sproul and Associates, which is working in many states to, basically suppress the Democratic vote through phony voter registration drives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could go on and on, but the point is this: there are many glaring and, demonstrable examples of Republican chicanery, like hiring these thousands of goons, to police the state of Ohio on Election Day.
Right.
There are really no examples of Democrats doing likewise. The examples the Republicans come up with are laughable, like a purse stolen out of some Republican office,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that Democrats are angels, but the fact is we have one party now that is far closer to fascism than to conservatism.
That's very true. It's one of the themes that I hear on this program constantly. You know, it wasn't just Toledo, but in Fair Oaks or Sacramento area, Fair Oaks, California, an office of the Democratic Party was hit by vandals. This is just reported in the what am I reading here? KCRA television in that area. So
These break-ins, the what is going on with Sproul and Associates, it's really, really something to see. These people are not just playing hardball, Mark. They have determined, as you point out in Cruel and Unusual, that there is a new world order, that Cheney and Bush will retain power, and that this new world order has its basis in religious fundamentalism, and it's retrograde, it's regressive, and by God, it is here. It's here.
I know. Yeah. It's you know, I'll tell you something. When I first started to talk about this, you know, the movie you mentioned is based on a show that I've been doing for a couple of years, and I have really been struck by the speed with which most people now will accept stuff, accept statements that used to strike a lot of people as excessive. You know, I use the term Christo-fascism in Cruel and Unusual and in A Patriot Act, which is the DVD. And I remember, you know, half the time I'd have to kind of defend myself and explain what I meant and be very careful, draw distinctions. You know, but it's no longer necessary. And this is true, let me add, with the number of Republicans I hear from. The Republican Party is riven in twain, you know, that it's really falling in two halves. There was that great piece by Ron Susskind in the Times magazine a couple weeks ago about Bush and his sort of psychotic certitude, you know. And I was really struck by the quote from Bruce Bartlett at the beginning, who was a Reagan cabinet member, saying that if the Bush team continues in power, I mean, he used the word reelected, but I don't
use
that word.
There's a civil war coming within the Republican Party.
Exactly, a civil war coming in the Republican Party, because, you know, a lot of Republicans are rational people. A lot of capitalists are necessarily rational people, and this is an irrational movement.
Well, and this idea of crypto or hidden fascism is not the least bit necessary anymore. You know, I use the term quite a bit on this program, and I think that most Americans, not necessarily the people that tune into this network, but most Americans don't understand how close to the surface, maybe an inch or two under the soil of America, fascism really exists.
Well, that's right.
It's always been there, just waiting for the kind of leadership, so-called, that Bush and Cheney and Ashcroft and Rumsfeld and the rest of these people are providing for it to spring fully developed out of the soil. It's not a little tender shoot that we can kill. It's there.
That's right. That's very well put. It's really there. And you know, I have to say the left, and I know that's a vague term, but the left, the non-right, is at fault to some extent, because I think we've been coasting for years.
We've been asleep. We've been asleep.
We've been asleep. We've been protesting, demonstrating. We've gotten very, very kind of distracted into multicultural politics and stuff. Meanwhile, the right has taken over the system. You know, they've taken over the school boards. They've taken over state legislatures. We wake up all of a sudden and we find that they have come to dominate.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you could try Cortislim risk-free for 30 days. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I think everybody sort of feels now we should be united against terrorism, except for the administration would rather go and grab some oil. Well, the grabbing is good. I don't know why we went to war in Iraq, and I know everything. And you know what? You don't either. And I find that fascinating. That's the kind of crap that just fascinates me.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
All I wanted to do was climb a mountain on Breckenridge with my girlfriend. I've had back pain for about 10 years and have tried everything. Physical therapy, I've had 4 spinal injections, and I've even had surgery scheduled. And then somebody told me about ChiroMed and the Lordex system, and it worked. My sciatica isn't killing me anymore. My surgery was canceled. I was able to climb the mountain, had a great time.
I'm Dr. Dale Brockman, clinic director of the Lordex Spine Institute of Madison, a division of ChiroMed on Odana Road. Our clinic is the only healthcare facility in southern Wisconsin to offer the Lordex system, a painless, non-surgical, and highly effective technology proven to relieve many causes of lower back pain. When other methods fail, Lordex may be your answer. For a free report on the Lordex system, call ChiroMed at 826-9090 or find us in the business pages under ChiroMed.
I feel better than I felt in 10 years thanks to the Lordex system, ChiroMed, and Dr. Dale Brockman.
ChiroMed, getting you back into life.
You may vote for the Democratic Party, you may vote for the Republican Party, but you really want to vote for
the birthday party. Gymfinity Gymnastics can give you and your child the best birthday party they've ever had. A qualified Gymfinity instructor will lead the fun with options for pizza, cake, and more. Nobody does a birthday party better than Gymfinity Gymnastics. Plus, ask about their new slumber parties. Call 848-3547 and book your birthday party today. That's 848-FLIP, Gymfinity Gymnastics.
And I approve this message.
We now return to Fireside Story, brought to you by Fireside Hearth and Home.
As the sun sank in the autumn sky, the children felt a cold wind nipping at their cheeks. It was Old Man Winter tightening his icy grip. The frightened children ran home, threw open the door, and jumped into their mother's arms. "Don't worry, children," Mother said. "Help is on the way." No sooner did she speak than a van arrived, emblazoned with a colorful flame. It was the brave men from Fireside Hearth and Home, ready to battle Old Man Winter. With tools in hand, they charged ahead. Soon, a beautiful fireplace bathed the room in a warm, cozy glow. Now, Old Man Winter wasn't so scary after all.
If you're looking for a happy ending to a cold winter's day, come into Fireside Hearth and Home. Gas fireplaces and inserts, wood stoves and gas logs. We can keep your family warm and cozy all winter. Fireside Hearth and Home, 6709 Watts Road, Madison.
It's time to kick off another season of Wisconsin basketball as the Wisconsin women's team plays host to Wisconsin AAU on Sunday, November 7th at noon. Fans will receive a schedule magnet courtesy of TDS while supplies last. Stick around after the women's game and get a look at the men's basketball team as they tip off the red-white scrimmage at 3 p.m. After the men's scrimmage, be sure to grab your player autographs from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at this year's Men's Basketball Family Fun Day. For more information, visit uwbadgers.com, the official website of Wisconsin Athletics.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Welcome to the Mike.
Mike Rupert 92.1,
home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
Okay, in about 35 minutes, Mike Rupert will join us. In about 8 minutes, we'll be joined by Deborah Rappaport. She's the president of Compare, Decide, Vote, and a board member of Project Billboard. Maybe you're familiar in the New York area. The scrolling war cost clock that's up in Times Square, right? And recently unveiled three Times Square billboards and stuff. More bugs in the system? Okay. So Deborah Rappaport will join us right after the upcoming break. And then Mike Rupert, as promised, will be on at the regular time that we had him scheduled for. Helen Thomas, writing for Hearst Newspapers on Saturday. You know, Helen Thomas, the dean of just about every journalist in the country, certainly print, I'm talking print. But the column she wrote, Bush win would mean dark times, world would perceive support for preemptive war. And Helen Thomas goes on in a very short, I don't know, maybe 750 words, explains why if Bush retains control of the government of the United States, we're pretty much screwed. I mean, we really are. We've been talking about this on this program, on this network, for months now. And individually, those of us who worked in radio prior to the birth of Air America, we've been talking about it for years. So, if Bush retains control, more mindless wars abroad, no paying attention to so many post-World War treaties, such as those banning biological and chemical weapons, count on another military draft, because you have to if you're going to persist in making war, a draft is necessary. That's all. Hello. The rich will be sitting pretty again with big tax cuts, while the budget deficit, national debt continue to zoom. Organized labor is pretty much finished with an advent of another Bush administration. I'm talking about union members. Walmart right now is doing everything it can to destroy working class America, and the Bush administration is going right along with it, the Walmartization of the country. Workers are going to be pressured to accept comp time in place of overtime pay. Lowered safety standards will come as a result of Bush's so-called labor department. There will be more industrial accidents. Look for the decline and elimination of standards and practices where it concerns the Food and Drug Administration. I mean, the list goes on and on. You think this is scare talk? It is not. The Bush crime family is on the record as being utterly opposed to any form of federal regulation that interferes with the production of profit. Okay? Whether it's outsourcing jobs, or the medicine you put in your mouth, or the stem cell research that ain't going to happen, all of this stuff. Bush will have 4 years to utterly destroy the country. This is how serious it is. He will continue, if he gets another 4 years, to attempt to weaken public education with these god-awful voucher programs that, for the most part, aids private schools, for the most part, religious, privatizing parts of Social Security, capping damages in medical malpractice suits at $250,000, no matter if your child is killed, your mama dies because some medical practitioner screws up. All of this is on the horizon for this country with another 4 years of Bush. Prominent Republicans who are not part of the current makeup of the Republican Party are on the record as being just absolutely against this guy. I mean, it's all over the place. I don't know. We're in a world of trouble here, and potential. Everything rests on what happens tomorrow. So I don't know how else to put it. Not being an alarmist, which I am not, being a realist, which I consider myself to be, and I'm sure you consider yourself to be a realist, right? I realize some of our listeners are out there on the fringe, but like, what do you mean by that, Malloy? But for the most part, we're realists, and we understand what this country is looking at. Now, a little bit later tonight, we're going to try to get into, depending on how long the segment with Mike Rupert goes, but we'll be trying to get into some of the vote suppression attempts that are going on by Republicans around the country. Republicans cannot win unless they cheat, lie, and sneak, because they are liars, cheaters, and sneaks. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Stay with us.
puts a doggone hot and heavy. While he's on the mountaintop, we're all down by the levee. Uh-oh, he's putting something up in his pocket. All I can see is we all better watch it, 'cause it keeps his conscience.
City Memorial Band, distributed through Musicrama Distribution. Go to your local record store.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon Lulldefine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Edwards has to prove that he's not just this slick, good-looking neophyte to politics. And I think that was another thing they had to deal with, is his super slick, handsome guy who's, you know, made by pod people underground. Like, right. The good-looking train pulled up and dumped everything off onto his doorstep and left.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
This Halloween, he's coming home. Slave to the Republican leadership in Madison. Minion to the big drug companies everywhere. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie, the beginning.
Now just calm down, ma'am, and tell me what happened.
He's always supported the big drug companies, it's true, but it's gotten worse. In Washington, he was a member of the Bush administration that worked to stop seniors from buying low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I don't understand. He says now he'll work to allow prescription drugs from Canada.
It's not true. Look at the record. Just look at his record. Oh, my God. There he is.
Brett Davis. He'll say anything to deceive you. He'll try to run from his record, but he can't change the past. Brett Davis is a right-wing zombie, and now he's coming for you.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
Badger football starts with the Badger football game program. Has it been a while since you bought a game program? Well, if so, you may not know that inside you'll find information, updates, and features not found anywhere else. Plus current player and coach profiles, awards, history, statistics, access to information on our opponents, updates on other Badger athletic teams, and a removable depth chart, and much more.
This is Badger offensive lineman Dan Benning. Don't forget to pick up your game program this Saturday as it features one of my co-captains, free safety Jimmy Leonard, to cover. Also included with each program is a free poster of defensive lineman Antosh Hawthorne.
Game programs are sold at over 30 locations surrounding Camp Randall Stadium and in every concession stand. At only $5 a program, they're a collector's item worth investing in. Visit uwbadgers.com for information on ordering game programs online.
See you at Camp Randall on Saturday for our final home game of the season as we battle Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe. Don't forget to pick up your official game program with Jim Leonard on the cover and your free poster of Antosh Hawthorne. Get it all for $5. Thanks for your support, and I'm Wisconsin.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Thanks for switching on The Mic 92.1.
Like
bookmark our website and listen live online anytime right from your desktop at themic921.com.
With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our campaign page. You'll find full transcripts and audio of each presidential and vice presidential debate.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Very plain, we will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
Yeah, get it right, George. Deborah Rappaport and her husband, Andrew, are heavy contributors to progressive causes. They are involved. She and her husband are involved in a wide range of progressive philanthropic and cultural projects. If you live in the New York City area, you probably have seen the scrolling war cost clock that's up in Times Square. That was put up by Deborah and Andrew Rappaport. And Deborah Rappaport joins us on the phone now. Ms. Rappaport, thanks for being here. I think we have her. Well, maybe we'll have her in a second. Hi, Deborah.
Mike?
Yes.
Hey.
There you are. We are having some problems with the phone system tonight, but that's not untypical.
Glad here, we sorted it out.
Here late at night, right.
That's right.
Thanks a lot for being on the program.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, there are a million things to talk about, but the thing I want to start with here is, since you folks are intimately involved in trying to keep a track for Americans, since we either don't care or don't have a media that will keep us informed as to how much this war is costing. Aside from the ungodly toll in human lives, there is also the cost that comes in dollars that Americans are supposed to pay for. And I think you have said that the Bush crime family, or as I refer to it, if they have another 4 years, the checks are going to start bouncing for this war. Is that correct?
Well, I think that that's probably true. I would like to make a minor correction to something you said in the introduction. The Cost of War billboard and the Democracy Board that was up for a couple of months were put up by ProjectBillboard.org, which is an organization that I'm associated with. But that's not one of the projects my husband and I have taken on personally.
You're also the president of Compare, Decide, and Vote?
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
All right.
I'd love to have a chance to talk about that a little bit also. But as far as the cost of war goes, you know, there's a lot of numbers that get tossed around. Senator Kerry says that it's somewhere around $200 billion. The administration says, you know, $120 billion. We said $144 billion. Pardon me. And they're all figures that are derived from various allocations and appropriations that have been made by the government. I think what's important is that regardless of which number is actually accurate at any given moment, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
And it is going up at approximately $122,000 a minute, which is what you can see if you look at the ticker that you mentioned in Times Square.
Right.
The bill for the war eventually is probably going to top out at somewhere near $500 billion, which is, I think, just a mind-boggling amount of money. And
when you stop and consider, I read something the other day that the total cost in 2004 dollars, adjusted for inflation, the total cost of our involvement in World War I was $200 billion.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the next supplemental is going to put the running cost well over $200 billion.
This seems like grand theft on a scale unprecedented. We are arguably, and it's a strong argument, we are having our rear ends handed to us in Iraq. We are not succeeding in pacifying the country. We went in there for whatever reason, but Saddam is overthrown now, and the people in Iraq, I honestly don't believe, are going to tolerate an occupying army. So we are being blown to pieces. slowly but surely. And I'm wondering, Deborah, what is it that we're getting for this enormous expenditure of money?
Well, I'm not sure what we're getting for the money that's being spent, but if you go to projectbillboard.org, you can find something called the Opportunity Cost of War, which will show how the money that has been spent so far on the war in Iraq could have been spent otherwise on other security, national security and homeland defense items. So that's putting aside whether the money, you know, should have been spent on other programs or not. But if we start with the assumption that this is money that's going to be spent on some sort of security, we could, you know, check all of the containers that are coming into the ports. We could add thousands and thousands of police and firefighters to our streets. We could put anti-missile defense on the tanks that are out in the field. It goes on and on and on. And that seems to be a much better use of that money if, in fact, the money is going to be spent defending us against terror.
Isn't it sad, if that's the proper word, isn't it sad that the national media, whatever they are, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, whoever it is, the national media does not point out that every time George W. Bush makes a speech in the past of 3-4 months in the run-up to the election tomorrow, when he makes reference to he's going to make sure that we fight the terrorists, as he describes them, in Iraq, rather than fighting them here at home, when in fact, as you just pointed out, the money that we've spent in Iraq would have been much more wisely spent here, actually defending this country.
Certainly seems that way to us, because, you know, there's not a lot of evidence that the money that's being spent now in Iraq is doing much to increase our security here at home.
So,
regardless of which, how many hundreds of billions of dollars you choose to believe, it's a lot of money.
Let me just ask your personal opinion. This Tom Ridge's Department of Homeland Security, such as it is today, the Transportation Safety Administration, such as it is today, do you feel that the country is in a more secure situation today than we were, say, on September 10th, 2001?
You know, I don't know, have the intimate details of all of the various programs that may or may not be in place with Homeland Security and TSA. I would say that we're certainly not as safe as we should be, given the threats that we know are out there in the world. And I think that this opportunity cost of war shows how we could be made much, much safer, because nobody denies that there are threats out there and that we need to keep ourselves safe.
Based on just this one particular topic that we're discussing here, which I think both campaigns would say it's certainly an essential element in when we go to the polls tomorrow, an essential element to consider. I think the Bush administration is saying it more, or Bush campaign is saying it more than the Kerry campaign. But given how critical Homeland Security is, what do you think will happen if the Bush administration serves another 4 years?
I can't even begin to imagine. It scares me to think about it. It seems that the money that has been spent so far has been misspent. The priorities have been, not what they should be. And one only has to wonder what an administration that doesn't have to worry about running for re-election it would do.
Totally out of control.
It's pretty scary. I think.
Tell us a bit. We have a couple of minutes left here.
Sure.
Project Billboard. What exactly is that?
Project Billboard was founded about a year ago by a group of folks who wanted to try to increase the level of public debate about the issues that are facing Americans. And we looked around at the various forms of paid media that we could use and discovered that billboards really were not being used almost at all in this particular fashion. And except in Times Square, they're a reasonably low-cost way to reach a really large number of people. So we chose to use billboards. And that's what we're doing.
The idea of using a static form of advertising like that is in this age in this age of electronic everything. I just wonder how you folks decided that that would be the way to go. I'm sure, first of all, it's less expensive.
Well, it is. It's also it's an unusual sort of message to see on a billboard, so it is eye-catching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not selling sneakers or, you know, anything else that you might see up on a billboard. We're trying to sell ideas, and people have really responded well to it.
Now, Project Billboard, all of these billboards that you all have up, however many there are or the ones that you have planned, are these all in relation to the election or way beyond?
No, not in relation, not all in relation to the election at all. We had one up in New York for a bit, talking about education, for instance.
Right.
We are thinking about some other issues that we might be able to do in terms of the environment, healthcare, lots of different issues. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to continue doing this after the election.
And your organization, Compare, Decide, Vote, what essentially?
Well, now that one is really really important between tonight and tomorrow.
Amen.
Compare, Decide, Vote is exactly what it sounds like. It's a website, comparedecidevote.com, that allows people to compare Bush and Kerry on a whole range of issues. There are 20 different issues that are up there. In their own words, we did as much primary sourcing as we could on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everything from minimum wage to health care to the war to draft to credit card debt, all sorts of things. Mostly issues that we found were of particular interest to younger voters.
Yeah, that's going to be the key demographic.
I agree with you.
Deborah, thank you very much for being with us.
I encourage your listeners to go, and if I can just get in real quick, mypollingplace.com
yes.
will tell folks where to vote, what kind of machine they're going to find, how to use it, and what the rules are.
Sounds good.
And that's up now also.
Comparedecidevote.com and mypollingplace.com,
that's
even
right.
as we speak. Thousands of people are going there. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Appreciate your call. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I promise not to let another pretzel near my throat. My brother Jeff in Florida will oversee the count. The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me.
Hi, this is Al Franken. I care about who's elected president on November 2nd, and it's never been more important who we choose for the future of America. So listen up. Right now, the polls in the Buckeye State show a deadlock, and the fact of the matter is, it's all going to come down to the ground game and who wants it more. You know, Paul Wellstone used to say that the future belongs to those who are passionate and work hard. Well, the future is in your hands, and I'm asking you to be passionate and work hard by contributing your time and money to the Ohio Democratic Party. Go to OhioDems.org. OhioDems.org. That's not hard to remember, is it? OhioDems.org. You know, sometimes we tell ourselves to save money for a rainy day. This is it. This is that rainy day. We can't let these people take this country in the wrong direction for four more years. Do yourself, your children, your country a favor. Volunteer or write a check by going to OhioDems.org.
This ad is paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party, Dennis White Chair.
The New York City Memorial Band.
Grammar distribution. Go to your local record store.
Americans have a problem that few people are talking about: the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage in this country. Divorce and depression has skyrocketed to critical levels, and it's obvious that simply getting married will not solve this problem. A bowling league can get you married. That's not good enough for the mental health professionals who are behind Theradate.com. Our goal is to promote long-term bonding relationships that truly last. Theradate.com has no gimmicks, no pop psychology. Maybe that's what makes us really unique. No personality profiles or target groups to pitch to. Instead, we base our site on a revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists. A matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. Log on to Theradate.com to see why Good Morning America, The New York Times, The San Francisco Chronicle, and dozens of other media outlets have showcased Theradate.com's unique matchmaking system. That's www.theradate.com. Check us out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
We can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more faster.
Yeah, more facile. Okay. More facile, George. God. Michael Rupert is going to join us right after the break at the top of the hour, so do stick around for that. Dave is calling from Northwest Indiana. Dave, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine, sir.
I just earlier this evening I thought, oh, I'll check out that mypollingplace.com to see if it was accurate, and it gave me my wrong polling place. So people should not rely on that to give them the accurate polling place.
Oh, really? Now I'm wondering why that is, because I know a lot of polling places have been changed at the last moment in several states, and apparently this is the work of local Republican registrars or Board of Elections people. There's a real death struggle going on here, and I just wonder how much of those polling places that are listed incorrectly are the result of moves at the last minute. Do you have any idea?
Well, I called after I did that, because I called local registration area in my area, and they said, oh, they showed me still down at my old place.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they're only two blocks apart, but and this is, we're in state of Indiana, which is Republican, goes Republican, but yet my area is mainly Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just wonder, you know, where they're getting that information. So I'm going to go to my other one, and I guess if they say, hey, I don't show up on the list because I did last time, then I know where to go. And could I make one other point, too?
Absolutely.
About the draft, you had that piece about the draft. I was in the military, Air Force, for 20 years, and I retired back in 94. And I've been waiting to hear the medical draft that was mentioned a few weeks ago about drafting doctors and nurses.
Yes.
And I've been waiting 10 years to hear this because right after the first Gulf War, Bush and Cheney, by recommendation of Cheney, they reduced the military by like about 50%. It was going to happen over a 5 or 6 year period, way into Clinton's second term. And they were talking about reducing, one of my jobs was to get information from computers so they could figure out how to close like our hospital and other hospitals down to save money. And of course that means less doctors. So I thought, hey, well, oh, great, they close all these hospitals down, but what happens in war? Are you going to get the doctors from civilian life?
So you're suggesting that there's a doctor draft coming.
Oh, yeah, it's been in the paper. I don't know if you saw it in New York Times. And like I said, I've been waiting 10 years to hear that because I went back to my old base, and they went from all in a big hospital down to just clinics, and that's it.
Well, I think there are more surprises coming than a box, a carton, a crate full of Cracker Jacks when this election's over, if this Bush crime family has another term. Dave, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you have a good evening.
All right, sir, you too.
Bye.
All right, quick break here, folks, coming up. When we come back, after the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Mike Rupert from thewilderness.com or copvcia.com. Check out his website. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
We'll fight the access to people. Bring it on. We'll drill for oil till the fossil fuels are gone. In the White House, the whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna
This election should be about one thing, whether George Bush started a war that didn't have to be started. Bush said Iraq was a gathering and immediate threat, but it wasn't. His fans claim he was misled by bad intelligence. but Bush overstated the intelligence and then refused to pursue alternatives to war, such as vigorous weapons inspections, which had kept Iraq in check. Bush failed his most solemn duty, to order Americans to their death only if there is no other choice, and he failed to plan for the post-invasion period. In recent days, we've learned USGI still lack body armor, and that the war may have caused the death of 100,000 Iraqi civilians. The war is the defining sin of the Bush administration, and there is only one way for the country to atone for it, and that can happen tomorrow. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You know what I can't stand, and this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy? The backhanded compliment centering around John Edwards today. He's a world-class litigator, trial lawyer, pocketed millions and millions of dollars. It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I arrived at the local high school. Hey guys, what do your wireless ringtones sound like?
Mine sounds like doo 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 doo.
Mine sounds like a bird.
Boring ringtones. Everyone's got them. Nobody stands out. With new bling tones from Sprint, you can make your phone your own. It's easy. Take a listen.
Pick up the phone, got some money coming in. Money coming in, money coming in.
With Bling Tones, personalize your ring with amazing new recordings by the biggest producers in the hip-hop industry, like All-Star, Jay-Z, and
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. It's a whirlwind tour of America's battleground states on the last day of the campaign. Both President Bush and Senator John Kerry are making numerous stops and one final appeal to the voters. Mr. Bush just wrapped up an appearance in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The American president must leave.
Tell your friends about Madison's new progressive talk, The Mic.
Listen online.
TheMic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
The president is the lead based upon principle and conviction and conscience.
The president also spoke in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Mr. Bush is now en route to Dallas for a final campaign rally. Senator Kerry spoke to supporters in Detroit, pointing to his Vietnam experience as an asset in the war on terror.
I defended this country as a volunteer and with pride when I was a young man, and I will defend it as President of the United States of America.
Kerry also appeared in Orlando, Milwaukee, and Cleveland. The Democratic nominee has one last event scheduled this overnight in Wisconsin. Republicans in Ohio are appealing rulings by two federal judges against challengers at polling places. Mark Weaver is an attorney for the Ohio GOP.
The Ohio Republican Party and Republicans across this state want a fair election. We want 100% of eligible voters voting and not one single fraudulent voter voting. That's why we're reacting to these Democrat lawsuits. That's why we've taken the actions today.
Republicans want the challengers on hand so they can question the eligibility of some voters. A coalition of civil rights groups is claiming that tens of thousands of voters will not have their votes counted. The NAACP and other organizations cite incompetence and voter suppression. In 11 states, voters will consider ballot initiatives banning same-sex marriage or civil unions. Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio are some of the states with these same-sex marriage questions. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous! Following a low-fat diet often means giving up foods rich in calcium and phosphorus. You could be starving your bones. You can take a calcium supplement, but building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Now there's Posture D, the only leading calcium supplement with both. Lose weight, not bone mass. For the millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, take Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
You're hearing political noise, but when it stops, the facts are clear. This may be the most important election in our lifetime. America's safety is at risk. In a dangerous world, can we take a chance on a candidate with a history of votes to cut intelligence, cancel weapons, a record that shows he's often on both sides of an issue? Is John Kerry a risk America can afford? Don't take a chance. Vote Tuesday. Paid for by Bush Cheney 04 Inc.
I'm President Bush, and I approve this message.
A suicide blast at a Tel Aviv outdoor market has left three people dead and more than 30 others hurt. This man, who was shopping at the time, realized right away that it was a terrorist attack.
Flew right to the floor, put my hands on my head, and waited for the ambulance. And as I looked up, I saw a woman who was decapitated, left leg missing.
Israeli officials say a Palestinian teenager blew himself up just after noon when the market was especially crowded. The deputy governor of Baghdad and an Iraqi interior ministry official were shot and killed Monday in separate attacks. Iraq's government is investigating. Six more people have been kidnapped by Iraqi insurgents. Four Iraqis, one American, and a Sri Lankan were abducted after a gun battle near their Baghdad office. They work for a Saudi automotive company. The U.S. Embassy says one of the kidnappers was killed during that gunfight. And again, officials are investigating. This is news from CNN Radio. Rescue workers in Frisco City, Alabama, have saved a 22-month-old boy from an abandoned well. The boy fell in the well while playing in a vacant lot. Frisco City Mayor Jim Cave says the community looked for help in saving the boy's life.
We had gotten the Mobile Fire and Rescue, which is Mobile, Alabama, to come up and assist us because of the expertise they had that we didn't have, our local rescue units, and of course they had some equipment we didn't have.
The boy has a few scratches and bruises, but otherwise he is okay, and he's being treated at a hospital in Mobile, Alabama. A federal investigator says as many as 62% of the New York area residents who sought help for air systems after the September 11th attacks were not affected by contaminated air. The people applied for federal help in buying air conditioners and air filtration systems, but some of them simply pocketed the money instead of buying the equipment. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Now, apparently on international flights in first class, you get real knives and you're closer to the cockpit, so have at it. But we arrested Cat Stevens today, who is a supporter of Muslim charities, as well as the founder of the Stop Confusing Me with Harry Chapin and Jim Croce Society. So I feel safer.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. It's why there's EarthShare, the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Mike Rupert has been a guest. I think Mike and I have talked maybe twice over the past 8 or 9 years. I think the first time was when I was working out of Chicago for ABC, and then the second time was on IE America Radio. He joins us now from Los Angeles. Mike Rupert is a well-known author. He's a lecturer, a writer. Yet, if you're familiar with FromTheWilderness.com or CopVCIA.com, you understand and know who Mike Rupert is. He has a book out called Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. Mike, good to speak with you again. God, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has, Mike, but I still remember the first show I did with you back, I think, in 99 out of Chicago, I think you were there.
That's right, that's right. It was a long time, but a different lifetime. Who would have thought that 5 years down the road we would be where we are? It's very strange. Before we get into any politics, though, I would like to ask you about the book, Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire. One of the reviews says this book is about the threshold between a nominally democratic republic and an overtly militaristic empire. Yikes.
Mm.
That's us, huh?
Yeah, indeed it is. The book's been out now for about a month, and of course, if you've seen it, I did send you a copy, and I hope you got it. It's about 700 pages with 1,000.
Not yet, boss.
Uh-oh.
we'll get it, though. Trust me. If you send it to New York, they'll forward it to me. We'll get it. That's cool.
The book is doing extremely well. We're at 101 on Amazon now, and we haven't had any major reviews in. I just returned like a half an hour ago, coming back from the first phase of an impromptu book tour. The reviews are all good. I just came back from Manhattan. I spent all day Saturday with two writers from Harper's Magazine who are doing a big review on it. And just that same day on Saturday, C-SPAN put out a list of the 5 most important political books of 2004, and Crossing the Rubicon was number 5.
Wow.
For a brand new book. So we're extremely gratified with the early results, and the Amazon reviews have been humbling. They've been so good.
Now, a quick synopsis of the book, then, I would assume, would be about peak oil that you've been talking about for a long time, the fact that we are just simply running out of oil, and the American Empire, which is being used right now to secure the remaining oil fields. Is that a fair statement?
Quite literally, yes. The war that Dick Cheney told us on September 12, 2001 would be a war that would not end in our lifetimes is literally, and I've been saying this for years, a sequential war to control the last remaining oil reserves on the planet. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I make a very strong legal case, and I mean it is a legal case that I, as a former LAPD detective, would take to a DA now, or as a DA I would take to a grand jury or a trial, that on the day of 9/11, Vice President Cheney was running a completely separate command and control communication system from the basement of the White House, and had confused air defense operations, thus allowing the attacks of 9/11 mm-hmm. to take place.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that that's exactly what occurred. How successful? Well, let me back up. Any talk about establishing democracy in Iraq is an utter lie. Mm. Any talk about trying to wipe out the terrorist training camps in Afghanistan is a lie. Mm-hmm. What are the reasons for our adventure in both of those countries that have now cost, counting Americans, Afghans, and Iraqis, probably 150,000 lives so far? What are the real reasons to go to those two countries?
Well, clearly in the book I established that we had a compelling overriding need to go into Afghanistan by November of 2001 because the Taliban had destroyed 94% of Afghanistan's opium crop as a result of a ban, and that took $200 billion in cash out of the world banking system.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently, and I thought it was interesting in the first debate that John Kerry mentioned opium 4 times. That was kind of amazing for me. That surprised me. But he has a history of speaking out about CIA involvement in the drug trade going back to Iran-Contra. But the planting season in Afghanistan is November. And the warlords, who we have, Senator Kerry says, outsourced the capture of Osama to, mm-hmm. are also opium growers and dealers in Afghanistan. Quoting CNN now, since November of 2001, opium production in Afghanistan has gone up 38 times.
Right.
That's quoting CNN, and Afghanistan is now producing between 70 and 74% of the world's opium, and all that money that's generated is now being put back through Western and American banks.
You and Al Martin have been pointing this out for a long time about the connection. I think you were probably the first, Al Martin, who wrote the book Confessions of an Iran-Contra Insider.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you stumbled across this, if you don't mind my using the word stumbled, when you were a cop in L.A., this importation of drugs by Oliver North. And I think both of you, especially you, have pointed out that the use of drug money globally continues to fuel well, first of all, the Bush administration, but secondly, and more importantly, these terrorist organizations, whether they're left wing or right wing.
Well, that, and it also fuels Wall Street and a very teetering, precarious economy that was on the verge of collapse in 2001. I've only issued 2 economic bulletins in the history of my newsletter from the wilderness. One was September 9th, 2001, and one was just before the Dow went down 1,400 points in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
That liquid cash is essential to keep Wall Street alive. It does fund, to a certain degree, terrorist operations, but I would also have to say in the same breath, to be fair, that it funds covert operations all across the world, and those include ours as well. So in order to carry out this sequential war to control oil reserves, which went next to Iraq because the Caspian Sea Basin basically proved to be a bust in 2001 And the Bush administration knew that. Cheney knew that. I have documents out of the Energy Task Force showing that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Iraq holds 11% of all the oil on the planet. The infrastructure is shot, but that oil is still in the ground, and I'm convinced that our plan, long-term, regardless of what administration follows, is to balkanize Iraq, just like we did Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
We only need the areas where the oil is. And following that, probably Saudi Arabia and West Africa looks to be a major source of conflict next year.
By terrorism, I mean covert operations also.
Okay.
I would say that a considerable number or amount of CIA operations, the overthrow of governments, the assassination of elected heads of state, qualify as terrorist operations, even though we Americans, being probably some of the most politically naive people ever in the history of the planet, you know, we never consider that funding the Contras is an act of terror.
Mm-hmm.
Militarizing Central American states is an act of terror. I'm thinking of Honduras especially.
Yeah.
Assassinating or seeing to the assassination of Salvador Allende is a terrorist act. I'm right with you, Mike, on acts of the drug trade funding covert operations and acts of terror, whether those acts are covert or overt. Let me ask you what broadly speaking, another 4 years of Bush. First, I want to ask you that another 4 years of Bush, and then secondly, what would 4 years of Kerry be? But first, another 4 years of Bush. Where do you see that taking us?
Well, we have literally crossed the Rubicon with 2001, which was when Julius Caesar took the legions into Rome and the Republic died, and we go much deeper into that. This will now be an administration that doesn't have to look for a second term. It's already got its second term. The gloves will come off. Boy, that's a sad joke looking at the last 4 years, but, you know, magnify what we have seen
sure.
in the last 4 years for the next 4 years of Bush.
Yeah.
Under John Kerry, I think you will see a more rational approach to a foreign policy, one which is less antagonistic to allies that we need. We have irritated, and I've lectured in eight countries since 9/11, and I've traveled quite extensively and have a lot of contacts, and the animus against the United States is so intense, from Germany to Paris to London to Moscow to even to Australia. People don't trust us anymore. So things might chill just a little bit. However, what I'm concerned about under a Kerry administration, and this is why I say that I'm nonpartisan, is that John Kerry must address the issue of peak oil just as George Bush must as well, that this is the single most important challenge facing the human race. So as my subscribers, and I've just passed 20,000 subscribers now in 42 countries, ask me who I'm endorsing. I say I do not endorse either Kerry or Bush, but I have just made a case that George Bush and Dick Cheney mm-hmm. were guilty of mass premeditated murder. That's something that I can't say about John Kerry.
That sounds like a backdoor endorsement. Mike, hold on a second. We got a break here. We'll come back and chat further, okay?
Okay.
We're talking with Mike Rupert. I'm sure most of you are familiar with him. His book is called Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Better listen up, sing just one word. I ain't care for nobody who votes for that jerk.
Why can't I make you understand? It's suicide to vote for that man. Must be the DNA. Hey.
Planet Check.
It's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards for Outstanding Environmental Leadership. Eugene Pearson spearheaded the student council to turn the tables on rising college fees by requiring that their money be spent to green the University of Colorado.
We decided we wanted to incorporate green building standards and sustainable design into these buildings.
Four buildings will be constructed on campus.
In the short term, these buildings might cost a little more money, but the long-term benefits for the health and welfare of not only population at CU Boulder, older, but the environment of the planet far outweighs that initial cost increment.
Under the agreement, all new buildings must run on 100% renewable energy, making CU Boulder's green building standards the strongest of any university in the country.
You've always had a very strong commitment to the environment.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
New York City Memorial Band, distributed through Musicrama Distribution. Go to your local record store.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Randy Rhodes Show. There's no one else like her.
The Guardian newspaper, also British. And they know what's going on in other people's backyards. Whereas here, nobody knows what's going on in anybody else's backyard. And that's why we don't mind peeing on their trees. If my dog came and took a dump in your backyard, you'd be pretty pissed. What if I didn't know about it? Wouldn't bother me.
The Randy Rhodes Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Tired of carrying around some extra weight? It's time to visit the Nutrition Clinic and start a new healthy lifestyle. Let Dr. Gupta at the Nutrition Clinic make your weight loss goals a success. You can do it, because Dr. Gupta will find a weight loss medication that works best for you. He uses only FDA-approved medications, and if one doesn't work, he won't give up, but try another until one does. Dr. Gupta is board-certified in internal medicine and a leading weight loss specialist in the State Line area. He's also an appointed researcher in new weight loss medications. Dr. Gupta can help make your weight loss goal experience a success. But most importantly, he and his staff at the Nutrition Clinic truly care about their patients. It's time to start that healthy lifestyle. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446. Shed those extra pounds for the new year. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446.
You're a liberal sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got that Botox.
But I still won 3 purple hearts.
This land belongs to you and me.
Really need to get away from it all? Try DineMadison.com, where you can get one of $150 gift certificates, but only pay $25, and only at DineMadison.com.
This Thursday, get one of $150 gift certificate to the Nuclearis Hotel and only pay $25 at DineMadison.com. The Nuclearis Hotel, with authentic Swiss recipes like the 3 filet patron, cheese fondue a la Nutrichelle, beef fondue bourguignon, and Swiss pastries homemade. You can also savor the taste of locally made brews and call now to book your holiday party in one of their beautiful and unique party rooms. Get a $50 gift certificate, but only pay $25 and only at DineMadison.com.
Reading is something you can enjoy no matter where you are, even if you can't hold a book, turn a page, or read regular print. Because just for you, there are Talking Books, a national service of the Library of Congress. High-quality recordings of bestsellers, classics, even the latest magazines. And you can get Talking Books and playback equipment by mail at no charge if you're eligible. Here's how you can take a Talking Book.
Call the Wisconsin Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. 1-800-242-8822.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
When you're inside a voting booth, do you get real depressed? You can't decide which candidate is better than the rest. You settle for the lesser of two evils, but you're stuck. So nowadays you'd settle for just one that doesn't suck. It's the one
that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting.
It's about 23 past the hour. We're talking with Mike Rupert. Go to his website, fromthewilderness.com. And Michael, let me just correct. I said that you came across drug dealing, CIA drug dealing in the 80s. Actually, it was in the 70s, and it had with covering covert operations in the Middle East. I excuse me for that, taking you 10, 12 years off you first discovered this stuff.
Yeah, no, it was 76 when I first stumbled across it as an L.A. police officer, having come from a CIA family, and they were trying to recruit me to facilitate. But that was only really 5 years before Ollie North and Richard C. Gordon, Dick Armitage, and John Negron. Gee, these names sound familiar.
Gee, they sound familiar. They're all back in there like rats that climb back on a sinking ship. Let me go back to something you said right before the break, and then I want to get some calls in here, some folks who would like to talk to you. By the way, if you have a question for Mike Rupert, Rupert, the phone number is 866-303-2270. I think most of us are aware from media reports, and you just touched on it again, the almost choking anger directed against the United States. Mm-hmm. That is such a 180 from the way the world felt on September 12th. Mm-hmm. Is it fair, and I think it is, but is it fair to lay all of this on the Bush administration's back, all of this anger that has surfaced?
Well, yes, because of their management style, absolutely. Because historically, I think what the world feels is that it was a bait and switch. Most of the rest of the world, and that includes the entire EU and Russia, were clearly behind us in complete solidarity as we went into Afghanistan and Central Asia. Mm-hmm. But the moment we started focusing on Iran, which was clearly not connected, Iraq, clearly not connected to the attacks of 9/11, that's when the world community and we parted company, because it was clear that the agenda was Iraqi oil. And mm-hmm. that is so abundantly clear now. The rest of the world knows it. That's I think, where the line of demarcation came. And, of course, the Bush administration doesn't have great people skills. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's one hell of an understatement. Why has there not been more of a rumble from China? China arguably is going to be devouring over the next 30, 40, 50 years as much of the natural resources of this planet as they possibly can. They have to. They must.
Yes, they do.
Why no at least public outcry from the Chinese regarding Iraq or Afghanistan with the pipeline?
Well, first of all, the pipelines that had originally been planned before 9/11 to run through Afghanistan and Pakistan are dead, because 20 out of the first 25 wells drilled in the Caspian Sea Basin and the littoral states, roughly starting in late 99, ending in 2001, were dry holes. So what they thought was 250 billion barrels of oil in the Caspian has effectively proved out to be nothing more than maybe 40 billion barrels of high sulfur oil. It's not worth building the pipeline. China has chosen to play a very sly economic game. China believes in peak oil. China knows peak oil is real. Mm-hmm. I just clipped a story recently from, it was either the Wall Street Journal or The Economist, a major, major publication that said in the next 20 years, the increase in Chinese oil consumption will exceed current U.S. consumption. Now, since oil discoveries peaked in 62 and no major fields have been found in many, many years, there was not even a find of a single 500 million barrel field last year. We are clearly playing a game of musical chairs. China is moving into West Africa, as is the United States and is India. There will be military proxy wars in West Africa, which is something that concerns me about, and I have to be clear about this, about both parties, is the militaristic approach, the addition of another 200,000 personnel to the U.S. Army, two divisions, when we have many Guard and reservists held over. But China's playing an economic game, and they're being very coy about it. But here's the double-edged sword to this. I have clipped and lectured on the world energy crisis, which is now hitting governments all over the world. Mm-hmm. China is having blackouts, which are shutting down the GM plants in Shanghai. And you see, that's the interconnectedness of the global mm-hmm. economy. When the Toyota, Intel plants and the auto plants from all the Western nations or Hyundai in China get shut down because there's no power, then we begin to see how fragile the world economy really is.
The only solution to this, then, is if there is a solution, obviously, is to get away from fossil fuels as quickly as we can, especially from oil. And it would seem to me that what enlightened governments, hello, did I really say that?
Mm-hmm.
Enlightened governments around the planet should be doing is maybe working cooperatively for alternative sources, because there just ain't no more where this other stuff has come from. Mike, we're going to take a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll take some phone calls. Can you stick around a little bit?
As long as you need me.
Okay, all right. We're talking with Mike Rupert from thewilderness.com. He's also the author of Crossing the Rubicon. And if you're not familiar with the term peak oil, what it means very simply is there ain't no more. And these wars and death and destruction that we're seeing right now, engineered by the Bush crime family, have to do with that very fact. And unless alternative energy sources can be developed through technology, we're in a world of hurt, folks. That's what Mike's book is about. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be back, and then your phone calls. This is Air America Radio.
They even help me figure out which people I should screw. Oh, I'm George W. Don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be. Oh, I'm George W. Don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House. I want everyone to see.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you could try Cortislim risk-free for 30 days. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
One time when I was like 3 years old, I fell down and I hit my head on the table. I started crying. Now, as a parent, what would your first response be? You would want to what? Comfort the kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
What my mother did was, when she saw how much pain I was in, she went over and smacked her own head in the table so we could both be in pain at the same time.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
As president of his bank, Goff Thompson created a shell corporation in Las Vegas to avoid paying his own business taxes. Now Indian tribes and casino interests supporting Goff Thompson are attacking Brett Davis on taxes. Different rules for different people. It just doesn't seem right. Maybe the reason Goff Thompson supporters are attacking Brett Davis about the taxes he did pay is because they hope you don't find out about the taxes Goff Thompson didn't pay.
Paid for by Brett Davis for State Assembly, Dan Jacobson and Lyman Anderson, Treasurers.
Bright light city going west.
You know, I hope Goff Thompson's not all shook up that folks back home found out about how he sent his bank profits out here to Vegas to avoid paying Wisconsin taxes. Sure, that gave Wisconsin taxpayers a raw deal. But for us in Vegas, it was a let-me-call-you-sweetheart deal. So let me just say thank you. Thank you very much, Goff. High taxes may have Wisconsin families looking at another blue Christmas. But out here in Vegas, baby.
Viva Las Vegas.
Goff and I are laughing all the way to the bank.
Viva.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done.
Fall cleanup is here. Make your life easier with a new John Deere lawn tractor from Middleton Power Center. And right now, you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models of John Deere lawn tractors at Middleton Power Center.
We give you the power, Middleton Power Center.
Get a new John Deere lawn tractor today at Middleton Power Center, and you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models. Plus, get no interest or payments for 12 months to qualified credit. Hurry, offer ends soon. Some restrictions apply. Get your new John Deere lawn tractor at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job.
Democratic Party. You may vote for the Republican Party, but you really want to vote for
the birthday party. Gymfinity Gymnastics can give you and your child the best birthday party they've ever had. A qualified Gymfinity instructor will lead the fun with options for pizza, cake, and more. Nobody does a birthday party better than Gymfinity Gymnastics. Plus, ask about their new slumber parties. Call 848-3547 and book your birthday party today. That's 848-FLIP, Gymfinity Gymnastics.
And I approve this message.
It's time to kick off another season of Wisconsin basketball as the Wisconsin women's team plays host to Wisconsin AAU on Sunday, November 7th at noon. Fans will receive a schedule magnet courtesy of TDS while supplies last. Stick around after the women's game and get a look at the men's basketball team as they tip off the red-white scrimmage at 3 p.m. After the men's scrimmage, be sure to grab your player autographs from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at this year's Men's Basketball Family Fun Day. For more information, visit uwbadgers.com, the official website of Wisconsin Athletics.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control, that's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that the those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. Let's put it that way.
Less acceptable, huh? We're talking with Mike Rupert from thewilderness.com, copvcia.com, Mike's book, Crossing the Rubicon, which will explain to you what, well, it'll give you an idea of what we're facing. Rather than watching Crossfire or some of these programs on television where people get together and scream back and forth at each other about the most innocuous bat squeeze you can imagine, we should be spending time reading Mike's book. All right, let's get some calls in here for Mike Rupert, and we're going to ask you to make sure that your call pertains to our guest, who's going to be with us for a few more minutes. Jesse is calling from Brooklyn. Jesse, welcome to the program. Say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike and Mike.
Hey.
Make it real quick. First of all, Mr. Malloy, great show, and I really appreciate having you on the air.
Thanks.
I'm actually the editor of TVNewsLies.org. I've been a media watchdog for the past 2 years. And Mr. Rupert, I think your DVD, by the way, of Truth and Lies is outstanding. I offer it to my readers. My take on the public and media and reality these days is that the American public doesn't think anything is real unless they see it on TV. Mm-hmm. Now, thanks to Mr. Malloy and people like that who have you on their program, you're getting great exposure. But how do we address these problems, and how do we bring this stuff into reality for the mainstream public without the cooperation of the mainstream media?
Well, I have some good news there. I just returned, and literally I walked in the door of my home here just no more than 15 minutes before the show started, returning from Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, where I had taped a segment on the book Crossing the Rubicon at the NBC O&O station, and it's going to be packaged for a possible feed to network.
Absolutely.
And the reason Raleigh, Durham was so important is because that's the home of Fort Bragg and U.S. Army Special Forces, and for those who read my newsletter, you know that I have a retired Special Forces Master Sergeant Stan Goff, brilliant writer, as my military affairs editor, and it was important for me to go there to put that on. Harper's has interviewed us. That will, of course, generate some interest. We have had some major TV bites as well. I should add that the first printing appears to be pretty much all sold out. I do have copies, many copies, available from my website, which we're shipping overnight or the next day after we get the orders, and the second printing is underway. So the book's doing pretty well.
Can I ask you a quick question about Cheney?
Sure.
I think, actually, I mean, you went into more detail than I could have ever gone in. Your research is brilliant. Your presentation is absolutely incredible. I think I might have been one of the first people outside of people like you who actually pointed a finger at Cheney. I have about a 300-page website, and one of the only pages on the entire site that I make a claim that I didn't have any proof for was I point to Dick Cheney and his energy policy meetings as basically the root of pretty much everything that's going on.
Yes.
Before I knew who Project for a New American Century was and whatnot. how does a guy like this, I mean, we're talking about poll numbers right now. How are we not talking about prison terms at this point for a guy like Cheney?
Really?
Well, we should be. And in crossing the Rubicon, I make a very clear case, and it's very simple to state, almost in a soundbite, that on 9/11, there were 3, 4, and now possibly 5 separate Air Force war game exercises involving false radar blips on radar screens, live fly exercises where planes were posing as hijacked airliners that were and a large number of fighters. That's classified. That's what NORAD told me when I went to NORAD. I did a lot of direct investigation. Had pulled all the fighters out. You had 8 fighters left in the region and 22 possible hijackings. And the guy coordinating all the war games, I proved this in the book, was Vice President Richard Cheney through FEMA. And in the basement of the White House, they had a completely parallel system where the Secret Service had every radar and every communication system that was available everywhere else in government, and Cheney had literally isolated himself. And coincidentally, it's a very funny thing, a great many leads that led me to put all this together, to make a case that has just been handed, by the way, to the New York Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer, by a citizens group, and their website. I should mention it very quickly, because this may actually lead to criminal indictments. It's called justicefor 911.org. This is a criminal case. And Cheney was running the whole thing himself, and he was overriding it. But Richard Clark, left us tons of clues in his book, Against All Enemies, and he actually laid out one of the war game exercises.
Well, thank you for doing what you're doing. Can I just mention my website one more time?
Sure, go ahead.
It's a nonprofit group. It teaches people about media deception, also reports a lot of the news that doesn't get reported in the mainstream. It's called TVNewsLies.org. And Mike, thank you very much for what you're doing.
All right, thanks for checking in, Jesse. How is it, Mike, that the information on Cheney that you've put together, that Spitzer may act on now, why, boy, I feel like a dumbass with this question, why is that information not the lead story on the nightly news every night? Why don't they talk about this on Hardball or Crossfire or some of these Scream and Fume programs? Why not?
Believe it or not, Mike, that may happen. The responses to Crossing the Rubicon have been extremely overwhelming in terms of from the people who have read them, lawyers and prosecutors saying, you made a case and we didn't know the case was this strong. And of course, it took me 2.5 years to put this book together.
Mm-hmm.
700 pages, 1,000 footnotes, and I make the analogy that each footnote is like an exhibit in a criminal trial. The jury, i.e. the reader, can take the footnote, check it as they reach their own verdict, but I think it's an airtight case, and it's just starting to get legs. But you know what? It may go there.
Cheney still. Let me back up. This guy, Cheney. I mean, it's one thing to be a greedy and to be a sneak and a liar and a cheat. It's something else again, though, isn't it, to be evil? And I swear to God, I know evil is a metaphysical term, perhaps, but to me, Cheney really is an evil man. And I'm stunned that we have somebody like Cheney. You know, Bush may be a dolt and an idiot, but I think Cheney is genuinely evil.
Indeed. I don't have any doubt about that at all. The entire political system in this country, I think, is a prisoner to the economic system. Now, Pete Boyle is going to change all of that. Very quickly. We will see, I'm convinced, $100 a barrel oil next year. But Cheney is the ultimate evolution of an old saying that the Third Reich didn't lose the Second World War, it just changed venues.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is the embodiment of that ideology, which is ruthless, utterly ruthless. And of course, he's failing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a reason why we see so much of the American business community, i.e. Wall Street, and I got a lot of bones to pick with Wall Street and the way money works there, but has really started to support John Kerry because the Bush administration and Dick Cheney are bad for business.
Yeah, for sure. Rick is calling from L.A. Rick, welcome to the program. Say hi to Mike Rupert.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hi.
I saw Mike, Mr. Rupert. It's kind of confusing with both of you guys. I saw Mike, I think about a month ago, at a talk he gave. in Pasadena that was part of a group of people talking about peak oil.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think one of them, a movie that he was interviewed for, a documentary, was being shown there. It was very, very interesting. I thought that it was really informative. I also wanted to ask, it's then and tonight, it sounds like you're pretty much assured that Bush is going to win this election, or he will be named president.
Mm.
I don't know about winning the election.
I don't know. This is a nail-biter, man. This is such a nail-biter, I can't tell you. I mean, were it a fair election, I actually think John Kerry would win. But we have electronic software, we have suits, we have intimidation at the polls, we have possible lawsuits being filed, we have Rehnquist with cancer of the thyroid. Anything could happen tomorrow, and so I'm holding my breath like everybody else.
Okay, yeah, because it sounds like maybe the event. Yeah, it sounds like the events of the last couple months have kind of have maybe moved things a little bit more into the white hat column instead of the black hat column.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope, Rick.
Okay.
Let's hope. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate you checking in. What you just said, Mike, is I think especially pertinent during this election, and that is. If it were a fair election, if there weren't everything going on that's going on, I guess that's the way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
John Kerry would certainly win. I don't think the American people. I don't have a lot of hope sometimes for the sophistication, the political maturity of the American people. But I think Bush has done enough damage that in a close election. He would lose. But as you point out, and I think as everybody is trying to point out, it's going to be a close election. And in a close election with this crew running the administration, that means it's going to be stolen. And, you know, I've mentioned on this program that, and I realize I'm getting close to the line with this, but I understand, my gut feeling is that if the American people see that once again the election is being stolen, the potential for violence in this country, not unlike what happened in Yugoslavia when, what's his name, Milosevic tried to stay in power, unlike when Marcos tried to stay in power, that the people are going to rise up about this stuff and get really pissed off. I just think that's going to happen. Mike, can I get you to hold again?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back right after a quick break. We're talking with Mike Rupert. His book is Crossing the Rubicon. And the website is fromthewilderness.com. Check out one or both. Do it as quickly as you can, all right? Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
Bush.
Ah. Roll.
Ah.
Card.
Ah.
Astra.
Ah.
Rumsfeld.
Ah.
O'Reilly, Hannity, Hume, Bennett, Crystal, Blimp, Pastor, Gingrich, Lot, DeLay.
City Memorial Band, distributed through Musicrama Distribution. Go to your local record store.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'll go on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel.
together again.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy initial subscription price of just $10 a year. Go to MotherJones.com today to subscribe and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out against the war in Iraq, plus how America employs thousands of likely war criminals to do our dirty work in Iraq. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Wolves normally don't put a kerchief on their heads and impersonate grandmothers. Those are the bad wolves.
Yeah.
The good wolves just roam free in their own outfits. The thug wolves, if you will, are the bad wolves. Don't blame all wolves on the ones who go to the Goodwill and get the granny outfit and steal the picnic basket. That is the message.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
This Halloween, he's coming home. Slave to the Republican leadership in Madison. Minion to the big drug companies everywhere. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie, the beginning.
Now just calm down, ma'am, and tell me what happened.
He's always supported the big drug companies, it's true, but it's gotten worse. In Washington, he was a member of the Bush administration that worked to stop seniors from buying low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I don't understand. He says now he'll work to allow prescription drugs from Canada.
It's not true! Look at the record! Just look at his record! Oh, my God! There he is!
Brett Davis. He'll say anything to deceive you. He'll try to run from his record, but he can't change the past. Brett Davis is a right-wing zombie. And now he's coming for you.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Musical headliners, The Party Machine, and Progressive Views. You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
Surplus gone so fast, divided, not united. What's he want to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh?
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. We're talking with Michael Rupert, who is the author of Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. He is also the owner of the website FromTheWilderness.com and the attendant newsletter and all sorts of things there. If you are familiar with the website, then I'm sure you go there often. If you're not familiar, you should check it out, FromTheWilderness.com. Mike, we've got a few more people on hold here, but I don't think we're going to get to them. One of the callers, Matt in Quebec. Well, let's bring Matt on. Matt is calling from Quebec. Matt, you'll have to make your question as quick as you can. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. Thanks a lot, both Mikes. My question is quite simple. We have the United States Geological Survey that puts the peak of oil in 2037.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, from what I've been reviewing at From the Wilderness in the DVD The End of Suburbia, which I gave to some political leaders we have here in Quebec, What I saw is that from, you know, these people and Kenneth DeFays, Samson Bakhtiari, Matt Simmons, they all are 99.9% that the peak of oil will be around 2007 or 2008, and definitely
probably
before
now.
The end of the decade. And, I mean, like, these guys at the United States Geological Survey, can they add up, or,
well,
like, how can we get this date of 2037 when it's such an important issue?
Okay, let's get an answer here, Matt.
Easy to answer. 2037, first of all, if you go to the From the Wilderness website and you hit the search engine, go to U.S., look for U.S. Geological Survey or USGS, you'll see a story that my energy editor, Dale Allen Pfeiffer, a geologist, wrote 2 years ago. He found a footnote to the same USGS report that you're citing, and in the footnote, the USGS says that they adjust their estimates of reserves in the ground to meet anticipated demand. They threw out all science. The USGS's function is to keep the markets afloat. You have to look at production data. Even the G7 nations, the seven largest economies in the world, and this story is right on the homepage. You just scroll down, look for G7. Have just admitted 2 weeks ago, Reuters ran the story, that they have no idea how much oil is left and all the oil books are cooked. Shell had to downgrade their reserves 4 times last year. All the majors are under pressure to open their books for audit. And because, what very quickly, what oil companies do, let's say they find a field with 1 billion barrels of oil. If they declare that 1 billion barrels of oil, in that 1 year, they have to pay taxes on that oil that same year. So they amortize it by saying, oh, gee, we only discovered 200 billion barrels this year and 200 billion barrels the next year, and thereby creating the false impression that reserves are somehow refilling when they are not. Saudi Arabia and OPEC have admitted that they really cannot increase production. I believe, and I am convinced the science is very clear, that we are at peak now, plus or minus 1 year in the year 2004. By 2007, it's a mathematical certainty. You have to find oil before you can pump it. It takes 3 to 5 years to bring fields online. Global oil discoveries peaked in 62. No major fields of 500 million barrels. The world uses, that's a 6-day supply for the planet. Mm-hmm. Not a single field that size was found last year. So the math is very clear. The USGS has cooked their books because their function is to also supplement or support the U.S. Treasury and Wall Street, and Wall Street needs to believe that there's plenty of energy.
Well, Michael, every time I talk with you, it's very enlightening, but it's also kind of spooky. I'll tell you what, we can't let this much time go by. I'll have our producer get in touch with you, and we will talk after the election, because I think there's going to be some definite changes necessary as a result of this election, no matter which candidate wins, whether it's won fairly or fairly and squarely, or if it's stolen. There's still going to be some issues that we're going to have to talk about.
Big ones, and I have a hello for you from a very good friend of mine, Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, yeah.
Bless her, the Honorable Cynthia McKinney, who will win her election.
Who will win again. That's right.
She's going back to the House, and thank God that's one fearless woman, and I'm glad to see her going back.
That's the truth. I live in her district. Michael, the name of the book, Michael C. Rupert, Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. Get it. Go to his website, fromthewilderness.com. Michael, we'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care. I appreciate your time. Mike Rupert joined us from Los Angeles. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Molloy.
I don't know how they caught it, but we have some theories on how they got infected with mad cowboys and Jews. It happened very early on when they first occupied positions in the government. And from the first they lied. It must have been the dinner of the inauguration ball. Had some mad cow in the menu after all. Might have been the burgers or fine filet mignon. There ain't no doubt about it, you can see their minds are gone. That cowboy disease, that cowboy disease. You won't find them funny when they go on killing sprees. That cowboy disease, that cowboy disease. Please put them all in pants and throw away the key. Gather around good people, we need to find a cure. Such a nasty problem, one we can't ignore. White House, got straight seeds. You see them, the madness of the green policies. The cowboys contagious, but there are immunities. One of them's as simple as turning off TV. Talking with your neighbors in your community.
There's really only one cure for mad cowboy disease.
Mad cowboy disease.
Mad cowboy disease.
You won't find me funny when they go on killing sprees.
Mad cowboy disease.
Mad cowboy disease.
Please put them all in pants and throw away the keys.
Simple remedy for something as deranging as mad cowboy disease. Those that their vicious outing names like rabid dogs turn on their own when they speak truth to power halls. Mad cowboys lust for violence, killing like a fiend. They're very antisocial, they should be quarantined. We should be compassionate, give them some place to go. Perhaps a ranch in Texas if it's warm around, you know.
Mad cowboy disease,
mad cowboy disease.
Won't find me funny when they go on killing sprees.
Mad cowboy disease,
mad cowboy disease.
Please put them all in paddock field and throw away the keys.
Bop a diddy bop a doop a da boom.
Bop a diddy bop a doop a da boom.
Bop a diddy bop a doop a da boom.
Split into evil mad cowboy.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
You know what George Soros is? You've seen the movie Pretty in Pink. So James Spader represents the Club for Growth. George Soros represents Andrew McCarthy, who gets it has a conscience. Molly Ringwald represents the American public. Do you get it?
Yes. I have to say, it's also depressing when you put it that way.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. Only a few more hours before Election Day 2004 officially arrives for most of the nation. Both candidates making the most of their time, with Senator John Kerry appealing to voters in Detroit.
One more day until we make the choice. And then we go to work and roll up our sleeves and build one America. That's what we're going to do.
President Bush made another stop in Iowa, where he said he sees better days ahead for America.
Tomorrow, the people of America have a chance to bring that better day by voting for strong, confident, optimistic leadership, by voting for Bush-Cheney.
Both sides expecting an extremely close race. CNN radio political analyst Bill Schneider explains what he'll be looking for when the first exit poll numbers start coming in tomorrow afternoon.
Are we seeing a surge of turnout among, say, voters on the religious right or young voters or minority voters? Is there something unusual that seems to be happening in this election? I've seen enough surprises in my day not to be surprised by anything.
Both camps have apparently set aside millions of dollars in unused campaign funds that they'll use for legal fees should recounts become necessary. In other news, in Iraq today, U.S. warplanes launched artillery strikes on suspected insurgent positions in Fallujah. At the same time, members of his own government are now urging interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi not to approve a full-scale military attack on that city. British officials confirming their first female military casualty in Iraq. The body of a special investigations officer has been found at a British military base in Basra. To date, Britain has lost a total of 70 service personnel in Iraq. Tough talk from North Korea after the South Korean military fired a warning shot at a North Korean patrol boat. It happened Monday in waters that are claimed by both nations. North Korean officials accusing the South of a grave military provocation. This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
When California voters go to the polls tomorrow, they'll be wrestling with their hearts and consciences in deciding a controversial measure dealing with stem cell research. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports.
There are 16 propositions on tomorrow's ballot. Prop 71, higher profile. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the late Christopher Reeve, Michael J. Fox, Brad Pitt, and many others have come out to encourage the passing of the measure that would fund stem cell research. Opponents like Dr. Keith Black fear this could lead to the farming and harvesting of embryonic stem cells.
I personally think that a decent society does not build the foundations of its biomedical science on the creation and destruction of human embryos.
Proponents say the measure prohibits that, and stem cell research is the key to cures for many diseases like muscular dystrophy and Alzheimer's disease. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Tuesday brings closing arguments by the defense in the Scott Peterson murder trial. The jury could get that case as early as Wednesday after prosecutors wrapped up their case on Monday. This is news from CNN Radio. World health officials and vaccine makers meet with the World Health Organization in Switzerland to discuss better vaccine preparedness. Rory Suchet reports.
Dr. Klaus Stoer is coordinator for the WHO influenza program, and he says that preparations for a potential flu pandemic are underway.
WHO will strengthen its surveillance capacities in Asia, where this H5N1 virus is currently very widespread. So we want to detect the first cases as quickly as possible.
Well, regarding that avian flu, scientists fear it could mutate and mixed with a human influenza virus, triggering a global pandemic. The summit is November the 11th in Geneva. 16 vaccine companies and health officials from America and other large countries will attend. Rory Suchet, CNN Radio Atlanta.
And New York's medical examiner says the October 10th death of former Baseball National League MVP Ken Caminiti was an accidental drug overdose. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
And this man, he's still 15. He sounds 15. His decision-making is that of a 15-year-old. He's never responsible for any of his decisions. He doesn't do anything without his friends. He is not accountable for anything he does. And he's a bully on top of it.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us. All races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. I had a stack of stuff here. We got kind of off the rhythm earlier this evening with some technical screw-ups. But the information coming in from around the country, you're familiar with it as well as I am. The attempt to suppress the votes from West Palm to Seattle to Cleveland to Phoenix to Milwaukee. It's just astonishing. The Republicans understand one essential truth, and that is in the real marketplace of political ideas that they're always talking about, they're always on their political talk shows, whether it's radio or television, in that real marketplace of ideas, the American public would never, under any circumstances, as a group, subscribe, or majority of the group, subscribe to the ideas put out by Republicans. The ideas put out by Republicans, whether they're social, economic, environmental, have to do with foreign policy, no matter what they are retrograde, they are regressive, they are ugly, they are mean-spirited, and they are evil. I've decided I'm going to use the term evil because, you know, why not? Once a political party becomes, in its own collective mind, the party of God, then as far as I'm concerned, it immediately has become evil. Because usually when that happens, the party of God shows no mercy to any other party, whether it be of God or of man. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, great, good. I'm glad we got that settled. So, the Republicans understand that in the marketplace of ideas, what they have to offer is nothing, absolutely nothing, to the vast majority of Americans. Now, they really understand at this election. I've said it, you've said it. Never in our lifetimes have we seen anything this ugly, this horrifying as what has gone on during this presidential election campaign season. And it's not just you and I who are saying that. Republicans are saying it. Political pundits are saying it. Democrats are saying it. Now, the Republicans are saying it about what is now the Republican Party. I'm talking about Republicans who divorce themselves from this hideous, horrendous a blob that has become the Republican Party, just chock-a-block with Christian fascists, warmongers, Zionists of all stripes. It's just an amalgamation of thugs, bullies, cheats, liars, and most prominently, cowards. Tomorrow, what's going to happen? And that's what I want to talk about now. Rather than go through all this stuff that that I had planned for tonight to bring up these topics, let's just see what you have to say. All right, what's going to happen tomorrow? Most of the people who understand the process a lot better than we do are saying that nothing's going to be decided tomorrow. That there will be challenges and counter challenges. There will be, it's too close to call, yada, yada, yada. I don't know what to believe at this point. I really don't. Except I do understand what these filthy, filthy Republicans, national Republicans, are doing. In state after state, in various areas of the states, with these ridiculous challenges that they're coming up with. These are liars and thugs. They are the modern equivalent of 1920s and 30s brown shirts. They're not as I don't want to use the word brave in referring to junior Nazis back in Germany in the 30s, but I don't know how to avoid it. These Republicans are not as not brave, as determined, as dedicated as the Nazis were to the Hitler movement. The American version of these fascists are essentially cowards. They're essentially fearful. They have so little faith in their religion or their political system that they have to cheat. They must cheat. That's the only way they can ever hope to win. Which is, I don't know, it sounds like something out of high school. Cheaters never win. Well, yes, they do. Of course they do. Absolutely. Look at the last presidential election. Look what happened. So, your take on what's going to happen tomorrow. And it doesn't, you know, I mean, just whatever you feel, what your assessment is. I honestly believe this time that young people hold the key. The latest Zogby poll, Zogby International and Rock the Vote, found Kerry leading Bush 55% to 40% among 18 to 29-year-old likely voters. And that was in the first Rock the Vote mobile political poll conducted exclusively on mobile phones from October 27th through October 30th last week. A 15-point spread there. And if young people in that particular demographic, 18 to 29-year-olds, if young people will really kick it up and get out and vote, then I think they will help save this republic in a very profound way. I also think that Americans that have a little bit of African blood in them and darker skins than Caucasians, that they also hold the key. I think those two groups, and in a lot of instances, those two groups blend together. Young people, whether they're young Caucasians or young African Americans or young Latinos, that's the key to this election. Now, black folk, it's not just young people. I think black folk understand to a greater degree. I'm sorry, my Caucasian brothers and sisters, but I'm going to say it anyway. Black folk understand to a greater degree than white folk do the idea of oppression, because they have been there, whereas you haven't, and neither have I. We have been the oppressor. No, I understand. Your family didn't own slaves, neither did mine. I understand. You helped bring about civil rights, so did I. But you understand, in a deeper sense, what I'm saying. I know you do, so let's not even debate it, all right? So, African Americans, young Americans, these are the two groups that really do have the power this time. They do. I hope the power is used to end this nightmare that is the Bush crime family. But we shall see. Right? Okay, let's chat. Peter is calling from Portland, Oregon. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Just want a quick report. What's going to happen tomorrow? The Bush guys, they know that young voters are, overwhelmingly, 55 to 40. And so here's what they've done. I just got a kind of a panic call from my wife at home. I'm at work, working a little late. Just got a call. Female voice comes on and says, if you're planning to vote for Kerry, tomorrow, be warned that they have a plan to reinstate the draft. Isn't that great? They know that they're in trouble with young voters. Luckily, my son voted, we have vote by mail here in Oregon. He voted, 2 weeks ago, and he's a little bit more to the left of Ralph Nader than I am.
Uh-huh.
So we're settling for John Kerry, but he's obviously aware of this, and their Rove is up to his usual tricks and trying to scare tactic.
Yeah,
it's going to work.
It's not just that. What I've got here, Peter, is an Associated Press quickie. Democrats accuse Republicans of trying to block thousands of young people's votes following a formal request by Republican lawyers to review ballots cast by first-time voters in Oregon's most populous county.
Uh-huh.
How do you say that? Multnomah County?
Multnomah County. Yeah,
Multnomah County.
Yeah.
Attorneys. Now, keep in mind, the Republicans are the ones always bitching and whining and screaming about attorneys, right?
Uh-huh.
Attorneys for the Oregon Republican Party demanded that officials set aside ballots cast by new voters in Multnomah County who have not provided proof of identification. And we're talking about 70,000-80,000 voters. Every time I turn around, the Republicans are trying to defeat representative government in this country. What a bunch of cowards. What a bunch of cowardly bastards. I really do not like them,
Yeah, you got to keep that up. Liars and cowards. Liars and those are the two words that describe these guys.
And again, when you put it out, when you lay out just, with no hype, here's what the Democrats want, here's what Republicans write. There's not a sane person in this country, especially not a sane young person, who would vote Republican. It just wouldn't happen.
Right, and here's what's going to happen, tomorrow and after, I think Kerry will win substantially, and there'll be challenges, but the vote will be clear enough, I think, that the Republicans won't have anywhere to hide, is that Kerry will, within a few months, have allies on our side, that he will get France and Germany and all these guys back, and that we won't have to have a draft, because he will indeed have that answer and have it, he's so internationalist in his outlook.
And my hope is, with that kind of a coalition, then we can settle this by getting the hell out of Iraq. Hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call, Peter. You have a nice evening. Don't forget tomorrow, vote. And vote as frequently as you can. Quick break, we'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Where your money went? Now don't ask about Gail Norton. The lady's still a-sortin'. Through wetlands we can drain. And when the questions come a-flying, I'll be...
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I'm a working mom, and my family depends on my paycheck. So when my job was eliminated, I needed an unemployment check to help support my family until I could find a new job.
When a bureaucratic snafu held up the unemployment benefits Judith Herstand was entitled to, she didn't know where to turn. So she called her state representative, Sandy Pope Roberts.
Sandy Pope Roberts went to work for me. She cut through the red tape and made sure my family was taken care of.
Representative Sandy Pope Roberts made sure Judith and her family were treated fairly and got the help they needed to get through a tough time.
Hi, I'm Representative Sandy Pope Roberts. Listening to and fighting for my constituents is my top priority.
Sandy Pope Roberts showed me there's at least one person at the state capitol I can count on.
On Tuesday, November 2nd, re-elect Representative Sandy Pope Roberts. Paid for by friends of Sandy Pope Roberts.
Mr. Nanke, I'm writing the ad for the new tire rotator.
Be very precise. In newspaper ads, every letter costs money.
I'm not using classifieds. I'm putting it on helpwantedmadison.com.
What?
Yeah, I'll have the ad up in 5 minutes. We'll start getting resumes immediately, and oh, we get an unlimited number of words to describe the job on helpwantedmadison.com.
Unlimited words?
Yeah.
Start writing. Being a tire rotator at Nanke Tires is not a task for wussy wimps. It's a challenging job for a rugged individual who knows that a balanced tire is a happy tire. To be or not to be, that's the question.
Whoa, who knew behind your dry-as-toast facade there exists such a passionate, dynamic individual?
You mean me?
Are you free Saturday night?
After I wash my mom's hair.
That's creepy. I'll just go put this up on helpwantedmadison.com.
I gotta write that down. Don't mention mom, don't mention mom.
Helpwantedmadison.com plays as many ads as you want for one low price.
Mom, do you think my washing your hair every Saturday night is creepy?
You got soap in my eye, you wishy wimp.
Sorry.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name. Amazing results.
I'm Lynn Bozoff. My son Evan died from a strain of bacterial meningitis, an infection for which many college students are at increased risk. His death could have been prevented with a vaccine that many campuses offer.
Get more information, visit the website MUSA.org or call 1-866-321-4MFA.
Brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
Tear open a pack of mouthwatering Starburst fruit chews and make your life juicy with the four fantastic fruit flavors. Starburst, isn't life juicy?
A new level of relevance. Stirring
really
the senses.
Stirring
sensibilities.
The Mike. Free and Free is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and Three at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
The hour. +866 303-2270 is the number. Get in here and join us. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow is when the decisions will be made. Now, we may not know about it tomorrow, but that's when the decisions will be made. Dave is calling from Regina, British Columbia. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Regina, Saskatchewan, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the bureau chief. That's right. See, I see the BC, and I think British Columbia instead of bureau chief. My bad.
No problem. That's cool.
I can't say that anyway. Regina says...
At least
says,
you know British Columbia is a province, which is better than two-thirds of Americans.
Well, that's true. But saying Regina, Saskatchewan, do you know how many syllables that is? Whew. Anyway,
Regina,
hi, Dave.
Usually works.
Yeah.
My prediction for tomorrow evening...
Yeah.
The shredders... in the White House and the rest of the administration are going to be overheating.
To hide the evidence, huh?
That's right. Just like
Oliver North.
Buddy Boys, Enron.
Yeah.
That's what they did. And their accountants, Arthur Anderson.
Yeah.
As soon as it was evident the jig was up, they tried to shred as much as they could. And, I don't know. I think there's an off chance that there might be a flight to Saudi Arabia. You know, Idi Amin's villa is vacant now. You know, I'm sure another former head of state would find the setting amenable.
They would probably all be very happy in.
Hey, they're friends.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, you can live like a. Oh, I don't know, a sultan there. I was going to say you can live like a king, but I guess that would be the wrong word,
maybe
right?
Maybe a caliph.
Yeah, caliph.
For Bush deriding Kerry about, passing a global test, he had no hesitation showing Vandar Bush, here's the attack plan before his own Secretary of State.
I know. It's just unbelievable the lies and the deceptions that come from this administration.
Kerry points out, this wouldn't have, like that 380 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush, when Kerry points this out, Bush goes, well, he's not supporting the troops. And Kerry's, attacking the administration's incompetence.
Yeah.
And when Kerry brings up the global test is three simple words. Is it true?
There you go. There you go. All right, Dave, thanks.
Take care.
Stick around tomorrow night and Wednesday while you will celebrate with us or else commiserate. One of the two, okay?
I'll be celebrating.
All right, thanks, Dave. You have a nice evening. Yeah, whenever I hear, now I'm going to be careful what I say here, all right? Whenever I hear one of the pundits say, after Kerry says, well, what about the 380 missing tons of, weapons that are now being used against our troops, and God knows where they're going to be used. And I hear one of the pundits say, well, that's John Kerry not supporting the troops. That's when the Irish in me, or the Italian, or both, really gets up, and I really do want to, I don't want to discuss it. I don't want to get into a screaming match. I just want to walk up to the guy and deck him. You know what I'm saying? I do. I just, when one of the pundits on television makes that statement, I just want to walk over to him and punch his lights out. Because it is so not what Kerry's saying. It is so 180 degrees from what Kerry is saying. You understand what I mean? Sure you do. Of course you do. Armand is calling from Sarasota. Armand, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
I finally saw tonight on the Stewart Show, it had to be the Stewart Show apparently,
yeah,
where a year or two ago Bush made that statement when he was publicly speaking somewhere, I can't recall where, to tell you I'm really not concerned about
Osama
bin Laden's whereabouts, but I did not see that at all on the ABCs, the NBCs, or the mainstream. Haven't seen a thing about that little quote.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Of course, if you've been listening to this network, you've heard it.
Yeah, because your network, but I'm talking about the one that feeds the moronic minds out there that chant and rave this murderer on.
Which, I got you. I got you. Yeah, you're
one
actually,
other thing.
Yeah.
I was watching C-SPAN tonight in Ohio when Kerry was there with Bruce Springsteen.
And
it was quite interesting. They went to the telephone calls, and mysteriously my phone wouldn't work. And I tried calling the number, and I'm thinking, this has happened before. I'm telling you, this has happened many times before. My wife's phone wouldn't work, two cell phones in this area right here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, this is interesting. Isn't technology wonderful when you control it? And I'm listening anyhow. Or anyway, it was still 3-1 in favor of Kerry, and it was men and women, and it was people that weren't necessarily overly warm to Kerry, but they were still going to support him because we got to get this guy out.
Well, that's good. Armin, I got to leave it there. It's good to see that that kind of response was on C-SPAN, because C-SPAN has turned into a little meeting place for freepers. Armin, thanks. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Subliminal mind, fuck America. Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Asbestos can bring a lot of medical problems. We had this furnace in our house growing up that was covered with asbestos, and I'm talking about caked on. And my mother put a pair of my dad's old underwear on her head so she wouldn't breathe in the asbestos, and then taped up the asbestos with duct tape. And we lived in that house.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Santa Spaz is here.
Santa Spaz?
Santa's brother. Notice the Jolly Red Speedo?
Yep.
Flip-flops and bathing cap?
Oh, it's really him.
Bringing your old mom and dad a gift of Yuletide relaxation.
With a new spa from Bachmann, you can enjoy the holidays anytime. And right now, take advantage of Bachmann's special pricing on year-end closeouts and demos. Save up to $1,800 on floor models. All 2004 models must be sold. Special financing with 6 months, no payments, and no interest. Talk to the Bachmann team about putting a new spa under your tree.
Dad, is Santa Spa's real?
How do you think we got this hot tub?
Bachmann in Madison, just north of the Beltline on Stoughton Road, and in Janesville, just off the interstate on Milton Avenue. Believe in Bachmann. Relaxing one backyard at a time.
You better believe in Bachmann. Believe in Bachmann.
If you're anything like me, you've tried everything to get fit. Another workout club with a bunch of equipment I don't know how to use, and I always end up looking and feeling the same. Well, not anymore. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium, 600 Williamson Street, is Madison's alternative gym. With a natural, total body approach to fitness, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium lets your body work as a whole to gain overall strength, lose weight, and become a healthier person. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium has created a positive atmosphere where trainers are by your side, giving you one-on-one attention. If you've never worked out in your life, or you are an Olympic athlete, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium can create a program specifically designed for your experience level. You'll never be lost because all of your workouts are pre-planned by a trainer. It's their encouragement that helps you reach your goal. Call the Monkey Bar Gymnasium at 663-7511 or see them on the web at monkeybargym.com. Why wait? Sign up today for classes and get fit the way you want at the Monkey Bar Gymnasium. Call 663-7511 or online at monkeybargym.com.
As president of his bank, Gough Thompson created a shell corporation in Las Vegas to avoid paying his own Wisconsin business taxes. Now Gough Thompson says he wants to remove government spending caps and increase our average property tax bill by more than $600. Different rules for different people. It just doesn't seem right. Gough Thompson worked pretty hard to lower his own business taxes. Now he's promising to work just as hard to raise your property taxes.
Paid for by Brett Davis for State Assembly, Dan Jacobson and Lyman Anderson, Treasurers.
Bright light city going west.
You know, I hope Gough Thompson's not all shook up that folks back home found out about how he sent his bank profits out here to Vegas to avoid paying Wisconsin taxes. Sure, that gave Wisconsin taxpayers a raw deal. But for us in Vegas, it was a let-me-call-you-sweetheart deal. So let me just say thank you. Thank you very much, Gough. High taxes may have Wisconsin families looking at another blue Christmas. But out here in Vegas, baby.
Viva Las Vegas.
Gough and I are laughing all the way to the bank.
Viva.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Wisconsin has a new law.
Can I see your license,
It's
please?
Commonly called .08, and it lowers the blood alcohol level at which a driver is legally impaired. For those of you who drink too much and insist on driving, keep in mind that there will be serious consequences if we catch you with a blood alcohol level of .08 or higher. So remember, .08, it's taking drunk drivers off the road.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Madison begins its day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Mornings Edition, weekdays from 5 to 8 on the mic, 92.1.
There was no malfeasance, no attempt to hide anything. It was just a accounting firm making a decision as to how to account for a complex transaction.
I've got your complex transaction, pal. All right. Thanks to one of the threads of Democratic Underground, we have some vote returns here from Dixville Notch. That's New Hampshire, isn't it, Kathy? I'm going to get it wrong, right? Earliest election returns in the country, it was a tie. 15 Bush, 15 Kerry, 1 Nader. But what you have to consider here, the MercuryNews.com reports it this way. Hours before voters in most of the nation's precincts are even thinking of getting out of bed, Dixville Notch's voting age population of 11 Republicans, 2 Democrats, and 13 Independents lined up at the Balsams Resort, where a special room is permanently set aside for elections. There are only 2 Democrats in this town registered to vote, and Kerry got 15 votes. Okay. A harbinger, a trend. We shall see. All right, who's next in the barrel here? Todd is calling from Chicago. Todd, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Long time no hear.
Absolutely. Anti-Nazi fascist vote suppression flying monkey dedos to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I have to tell folks, Todd was one of the people, along with a lot of Democratic Underground folks, that we marched in D.C. way back before this war even started.
I have a feeling there might be another one coming up soon.
I have a feeling something's going to come up. So what you got on your mind?
Well, I actually am one of the people that know Florida's going to get stolen, but think that if Kerry can win Ohio, that he can win the election. I mean, it really does come down to Ohio. I know there's a lot of stuff going on with the poll challenging, and they're appealing again to have their poll challengers out there. But, you know, the thing is, you know, if that should happen, if your vote, and I'm talking to everybody out there, people in Chicago, and I'm telling people on my radio show as well to do this, if you get stopped at the polling place from voting, you need to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about talking. I know you might not be able to say this, but I'll say it. You need to actually fight. And if that involves getting people in line together or rushing the polling booth or rushing the 90-year-old person that isn't letting you vote, that's what you need to do. That's what we need to do to win this damn election. And you know what? It's illegal to cheat, or it should be. It's not, you know, nothing's illegal in the Bush, you know, the Bush cabal, but it shouldn't be illegal to fight for your right to vote. And, you know, it's just so oxymoronical that it's Bush out there in all his moronic advisors and people on TV telling people that we are looking for a heavy voter turnout too, which will be good for it's so BS, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be a close election unless, I mean, we're going to know if Kerry can win Ohio tomorrow. I think he's got the election. I think he's got it. And for my part, I am not voting here in Chicago. Kerry has Illinois wrapped up, so I'm going up to Wisconsin, my old stomping grounds, and I'm going to vote up there, use my old address up there to, don't tell anybody. Yeah.
No, I won't say a word, Todd. Yeah,
I'm also going to make some calls and tell people that the real draft person is Bush, and you know, we'll see. I mean, I gotta say it's been tough to I've been laying low, not really, you know, but it's hard to stomach this administration. If you get too involved, like I used to, have heartburn every night, and I'm 25. I can't do it anymore. It's too hard, and you know, I just think that, you know, I'm taking it easy. I think tomorrow is going to make things a little better than I think we're all thinking right now. I think we all know that Florida is going to be stolen. I think we've accepted it and moved on, and I think Kerry's kind of accepted it too. He's spending a lot of time in Ohio, which is exactly what he needs to do. I think he's got all of Gore's states, but I think he has to win Ohio in order to take this election, and that's what it comes down to. So we're going to know. I think, unless it's too close to call, which it probably could be. I think we're going to know pretty early tomorrow night who's going to win. But
You know, Todd, I hope that's the case, because I'll tell you, I have never in my life have I had such, this is just me personally, a crushing weight on my back for the better part of 4 years. I don't know how I've managed to be a husband, a grandfather, now a father.
Congratulations, by the way, on your daughter.
Well, thanks.
Congratulations, and congratulations on Air America as well.
Yeah, for real. But, you know, when I think back over the past 4 years, the stress and the strain and the rage and the anger and the disappointment, it's just going to be so good to feel this lifted. And again, I'm just talking about me. To come off my back so I can be a normal human being again.
I'm thinking the same thing. And you know, I really hope that the young voters my age, the hip-hoppers out there, the voters that have been energized to vote by the hip-hop community and by spoken word artists are getting out there in full force tomorrow and are not afraid to fight. I'm really serious. And if you're in Ohio and you see a poll challenger, an old white woman, and she's got gray hair, fight her. Rush her. I don't give a damn anymore. There needs to be some fighting going on. There was Bernie in Cincinnati when some cops chased down some some people in a car a few years ago. There was burning in Benton Harbor when the same kind of thing happened a few years ago. This might need to happen again if they steal it again. And that's it. But I don't think it's going to come down to that. I think Kerry's got Ohio. And I think we're going to be all right. I really do. If not, I'm going to call you and be pretty pissed off.
I hear that. Well, we'll talk Wednesday because tomorrow night we're going to have extensive Air America radio coverage. But we'll talk again. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Hi, Kathy, and take care.
Take care of yourself, pal. By the way, speaking of tomorrow night, Air America radio, well, let me put it this way. Keep it tuned to Air America all night tomorrow night for nonstop election coverage, okay? Al Franken's going to be in Boston. Chuck D is going to be in Ohio. Randy Rhodes is going to be in West Palm, I believe. Mike Papantonia. Mike Papantonia, Bender. Your hosts in New York City are going to be Catherine Lamfer and Rachel Maddow, and of course your humble and obedient servant, moi, will be here, just to name a few. So tomorrow night, all right. Let's see. Bill is calling from Chicago. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, sir. It was a we miss you on WLS in Chicago. I had the privilege of meeting you at a little watering hole on Southport there before you left.
Oh, yeah, Cullens.
Right. Anyway, a couple of quick points about the loathsome pundits, be they CNN or MSNBC or any of them. None of them, talk about giving Bush a pass, none of them ever brought up the fact we've been hearing the Republicans hammer about Kerry's last 20 years in the Senate. They never compare Bush's last 20 years.
Right.
I mean, what, you know, fair is fair. Why not compare, you know, apples?
Well, they wouldn't
apples?
Even, they wouldn't bring up Bush's rotten record
of
six years,
and whatever.
Yeah, 6 years as governor of Texas, that where he left that state in horrible condition that they're still suffering from. No, the media would, television would not bring it up. They just refused to.
Of course, and the other thing they never bring up about why we went in without enough troops. Or General Shinseki, I think, the guy who said,
Shinseki,
100,000.
Yeah.
They bypassed him because if Bush had leveled and said, we're going to need this amount, he never would have got his authorization to go in to begin with.
That's right. The whole war, Bill, just like everything about the Bush administration, has been predicated on nothing but lies. And I said this a couple of years ago. They don't bother to spin anymore. They don't bother to shade the truth. They just flat out lie. That's right.
I loved your comments before, and I love the guy in British Columbia talking about the shredders.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true, and you know it is. Actually, it was in Saskatchewan, not British Columbia.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's where it was. Bill, I hope to hear from you as the week progresses.
Oh, you will, sir.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
I appreciate you checking in. Again, tomorrow night, the schedule is going to be entirely different from what it normally is because the returns will start coming in at just about 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So we'll have nonstop coverage on Air America Radio Network, of which this program will be a small but vital part. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Protest spread the country. Why did America want war? You decide. The troops went in. Don't you cry, Daddy's gonna buy you an alibi. If that alibi don't work, Daddy's gonna bribe the county clerk. If that county clerk don't bribe, Daddy's got Congress on his side. If that Congress still don't budge, Daddy's in tight with a Supreme Court judge. Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon Lulldepine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I bought a Halloween candy today, and I don't know why they call it fun. I don't know what's fun about a Milky Way or a Mounds that is so ridiculously small that it's a waste of paper. Why is that fun? I'm sincerely asking you the same way that I sincerely asked this question, Sam. Iran.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
This Halloween, he's coming home. Slave to the Republican leadership in Madison. Minion to the big drug companies everywhere. Brett Davis, right-wing zombie, the beginning.
Now just calm down, ma'am, and tell me what happened.
He's always supported the big drug companies, it's true, but it's gotten worse. In Washington, he was a member of the Bush administration that worked to stop seniors from buying low-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
I don't understand. He says now he'll work to allow prescription drugs from Canada.
It's not true! Look at the record! Just look at his record! Oh my God! There he is!
Brett Davis, he'll say anything to deceive you. He'll try to run from his record, but he can't change the past. Brett Davis is a right-wing zombie, and now he's coming for you.
Paid for by Americans for a Brighter Tomorrow, Inc.
Badger football starts with the Badger football game program. Has it been a while since you bought a game program? Well, if so, you may not know that inside you'll find information, updates, and features not found anywhere else. Plus current player and coach profiles, awards, history, statistics, access to information on our opponents, updates on other Badger athletic teams, and a removable depth chart, and much more.
This is Badger offensive lineman Dan Benning. Don't forget to pick up your game program this Saturday as it features one of my co-captains, free safety Jimmy Leonard on the cover. Also included with each program is a free poster of defensive lineman Antosh Hawthorne.
Game programs are sold at over 30 locations surrounding Camp Randall Stadium and in every concession stand. At only $5 a program, they're a collector's item worth investing in. Visit UWBadgers.com for information on ordering game programs online.
See you at Camp Randall on Saturday for our final home game of the season as we battle Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe. Don't forget to pick up your official game program with Jim Leonard on the cover and your free poster of Antosh Hawthorne. Get it all for $5. Thanks for your support, and I'm Wisconsin.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true, but by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
Hey, night out.
9 minutes before the hour. Credit where credit's due. Program engineer in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake handled your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And, of course, Catherine Bay, executive producer. Now, don't forget, listen to Air America Radio all night tomorrow night. Laura Flanders will provide live overnight coverage, election coverage, and then morning sedition begins at a special time at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. And tomorrow night, starting at 9 o'clock, we will have full election coverage. As the returns come in, we'll have reports from here in Atlanta, from Randy in Florida, from Al in Massachusetts, from Chuck D in Columbus, to people all over the country that are associated with Air America will be providing commentary and reports. Okay? It's going to be a hell of a ride tomorrow night, so get on board with us, okay? All right, very quickly, Lucy is calling from Miami. Lucy, we got just about a minute and a half. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I'm not going to say how are you because I'm sure you feel the same way as I. I wanted to put in an order for K-O-Pectate and extra strength Tylenol. I am so nauseous. I really am. I'm a senior citizen, and I've been able to see what this man has done. And I said to the lady who answered your phones that we should remember the picture network. We should get angry as hell and not take it anymore. We should fight this because the third world countries take to the streets and change history. Why can't we? There's no reason why we have to take four more years of this man who has dismantled everything that Clinton did with the surplus. He completely demolished it because he didn't want any essence of the Clintons in the White House. When he took over, he decided, it's my turn. I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
And they started saying that the computers were all destroyed. You remember that, Steve.
Oh,
that
I remember that.
They did all kinds of things with the walls. They smeared all kinds. This man should have had a psychological exam. As a matter of fact, his mother should have never bore this thing. She should have been barren. The whole family should have been barren because this is the worst contribution to humanity.
You're absolutely right, Lucy. Absolutely. Thanks for checking in, dear heart. You have a nice evening.
Best,
all right.
The best to you and Molly and Catherine.
Thank you. Thanks,
okay,
Lucy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. She should have been barren for sure. Rich is calling from New Jersey. Rich, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to talk to you again, Mike. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Remember I told you that not only did I not think that George Bush was a dry drunk, that he's a wet drunk?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. After tomorrow, when he gets his butt kicked, as Randy Rhodes would say, it's going to be Kerry in a landslide because the rage and energy of the old, the young, the disabled, the people of color, and all people that are not abused women or angry white men who vote him out, he is going to go on a long bender when we send him back to Crawford.
Oh, that'll be so good.
And Mike?
Yes.
You're going to get to your chance to relax after tomorrow. I promise you.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. Rich, thanks for checking in.
Have a good night.
All right. You too. All right, folks, we've got something we want to play for you here as we go out. Don't we, Kathy, or do we? We do. Yeah, we do. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up here just a little bit early so you can hear this thing. I just want to say, you know, something that you already know, and that is it is absolutely critical that you and I get out and vote tomorrow, and we take, if necessary, kicking and screaming people with us, all right? This national nightmare has got to end. If George W. Bush retains the presidency for another 4 years, this republic is finished. You know that. I know that. So let's make sure that by this time tomorrow night, we have a new president. I'm Mike Malloy. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you tomorrow night on Air America Radio.
Fine president is taking a beating in the polls.
And thanks, Eric, from Oak Creek for the tune.
Dark, empty holes. And it's our job as Republican rank and file to show our support. We'll never die by adopting a new party symbol to show just how much we love this guy.
From the moment you wake and leave the house in the morning, the terrorists or Democrats strike without warning. So to your back seat in bed, wear a bucket on your head. That's what I said. And to show your support for right-wing ideology, the raids on Iraq and the rape of the ecology, while the treasury's being bled, keep a bucket on your head. You won't need any eye holes, they'll just tell us what we see. We're being led by some wise souls, determined to put the mark into democracy. The decisions they're making are much too big for you or me. So, facing the tide of negative news, liberal lies, and left-leaning views that our enemies would spread, keep that bucket on your head. Your neighbor off to jail, just stay blissfully aware of everything beyond the pale. And though the economy looks like a rickety horse, we can all ride at top speed if we rely on the force. Can't tell black ink from red with a bucket on your head. The president himself said it best, and I think it bears repeating. A leader who leads those he leads has to lead where he's leading. So until this war ends, and it never will, it's our patriotic duty just to shush and sit still and believe everything they've said, or we could all wind up dead. Better to be safe instead, with a bucket on your head. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We've just confirmed our top story. Kohl's 50% off sale is giving shoppers an early start on holiday shopping. Kohl's 50% off sale is this Tuesday and Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight. Save 50% on hundreds of items throughout the store, like sweaters, outerwear, and all sleepwear for the family. Save 50% on items for the home, like solid bath towels, all candles, and all down comforters. Plus, senior citizens take 15% off. Kohl's 50% off sale is this Tuesday and Wednesday only.
Go!
Fits your wallet, schedule, dial.
It can do it if you really want.
Losing weight is never easy. But now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free, personalized advice.
Get behind the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station. The Mic, 92.1. WXXM, Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. Very soon it'll all be over, but the counting. President Bush and Senator John Kerry have been crisscrossing the country in a flurry of last-minute campaigning. Kerry got some big-name support Monday from rocker Bruce Springsteen, who told a crowd in Cleveland why he's supporting the Massachusetts senator.
I believe our American government has drifted too far from American values. The human principles of economic justice, healing the sick, health care, feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, a living wage so folks don't have to break their backs and then come home and not be able to make ends meet.
Vice President Dick Cheney carried the administration's banner in an appearance in Nevada where he told the crowd Kerry isn't strong enough to win the war on terror.
After the bin Laden tape was released, the Kerry campaign polled to see what his response should be. He put his finger in the air to see which way the wind was blowing. George Bush doesn't need a poll to know where he stands in the war on terror.
Meanwhile, a phony letter is annoying election officials in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania. CNN Radio's Jonathan Wald says the letter tells Democrats they're not supposed to vote until Wednesday.
The letter says that such a large voter turnout is expected in the Keystone State that Republicans should vote on November the 2nd and Democrats should vote the following day. The electoral division in Allegheny County has assured voters that everyone should vote on November the 2nd, regardless of which party they belong to. County police have started an investigation to find out who was responsible for the hoax. Jonathan Wald, CNN Radio, New York.
There are also complaints of phony election.